Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. As President Obama prepares to address the nation, Republicans are planning to send him a message only hours before tomorrow night's speech. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, Lisa, the president's expected to spend most of tomorrow night's State of the Union address on the economy, how to shift it into overdrive. He'll also talk about bringing down the country's huge debt. Before the speech, the House expected to vote on a resolution instructing the Budget Committee chair to pare back non-defense spending to 2008 levels. The goal is to make good on GOP election promises to cut spending by $100 million. And the vote intended to get every lawmaker on the record on that question. Lisa?
Thanks, Rich. The suspect in Arizona's deadly shooting rampage due in court today. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes has this live.
That's right, Lisa. Jared Loughner will be arraigned today. The first step in what could be a very long legal journey. Both federal and state authorities intend to prosecute Loughner. He's accused of killing six people, wounding 13 others, including Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. She's in a Houston hospital now, remains in intensive care. Apparently, there's a buildup of fluid on her brain. Doctors say she will continue to receive therapy in the hospital until she's ready to be moved to a rehabilitation center, Lisa.
Thanks, Todd. In Detroit, four police officers wounded when a man walks into a police station and starts shooting.
But through it all, our officers maintain courageous calm.
Police Chief Ralph Godby says officers did everything they are trained to do. The gunman was killed by return fire. No word yet on any possible motive for that rampage. A gunman also dead in a Walmart parking lot in Port Orchard, Washington.
This involved three Kitsap County Sheriff's deputies. They responded to a suspicious person call.
Sheriff spokesman Scott Wilson says they confronted a man who ran and then opened fire, wounding two deputies before he was killed. A woman wounded in that shootout later died. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important and time-sensitive information for you. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. Millions of American families have chosen a 15-year fixed mortgage to finance their home instead of a traditional 30-year. These folks pay less interest over the course of their loan, and they're paying off their loan in half the time. So if you have small children like I do, you can refinance to a 15-year fixed, and by the time they're ready to go to college, you've got your home paid off. What a great position to be in. Again, the rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
If you've got data service in Oshkosh, then you've got us on your smartphone. Launch and load at radioaguiland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At Cece's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless Cece's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. That makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to Cece's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value. You mean. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
Scott and White Health Plan, your partner in wellness. Learn more at swhp.org.
Aggie Athletics kicks off Friday, January 28th at 11 o'clock with Equestrian hosting South Carolina at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Saturday the 29th, men's tennis takes on Mississippi State at noon. 3 o'clock, Miami plays Arizona. Sunday the 30th, men's tennis again at noon. At Reed Arena, it's a major battle. Women's basketball takes on Baylor at 12 noon. This is the Battle of the Brazos, going to be a classic matchup. Texas A&M and Baylor at noon, Sunday the 30th. Come support your Aggies on campus this weekend.
WTNW News time is 6:05, 42 degrees right now at the studios. 50% chance of showers today and not going to warm up too terribly much. Mid-50s for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. While advertised as an all-day retreat, the College Station City Council voted on several items Friday. Among the decisions was a 4-3 vote keeping alive a public-private partnership that involves building a housing and retail development on 6 acres of land bought by the city on Holloman Drive east of Texas. John Crompton, Dennis Maloney, Dave Rusink, and Katie Marie Lyles voted to direct staff to collect more information. On a 6-1 vote, council proceeded with gathering more cost information on building new space for city offices next to Municipal Court on Krennic Tap Road. City Manager Glenn Brown says the city has more than $4 million from a bond issue 8 years ago for new administrative offices and council chambers.
Council chambers that we're using were actually constructed in 1979, almost 32 years ago, when the city was a population of about 36,000. You know, we've almost, we're more than doubled, getting close to tripling that population. The council chambers have served us well. They're just deficient now. They're too small. They're size-wise, they're deficient. Electronic capability and, you know, technology-wise, they're very deficient.
With Janet McMillan voting no, the council majority approved staff's request to hire an architect. Brown says City Hall functions will continue on Texas Avenue. Council also appointed an interim city manager. David Neely has been named an assistant city manager for 10 years, supervising public works, water services, parks and recreation, and capital projects. Neely takes over on an interim basis February 1st for Glenn Brown, who is retiring. College Station home and business owners with an alarm system are reminded today is the first day of increased penalties. Officer Rhonda Seaton says police respond to false alarms 99% of the time.
Isn't that amazing? I was pretty flabbergasted whenever I got that percentage. You know, that's a crazy amount of alarms. What we have to, as officers, we've got to keep in our head, because you tend to get complacent. You know, you get sent to an alarm call, and you've got to literally make yourself think, okay, this could be the one that's real.
College Station police are also taking the opportunity to remind anyone with an alarm to make sure those alarms are registered.
We just need 3 emergency contacts. We need names, we need current phone numbers, and these individuals need to be authorized to enter your home or your business to turn off the alarm if we can't get a hold of you to do that. It doesn't cost anything to do this. However, if we find out that you haven't given us those 3 emergency contacts, it's possible that you could be fined not less than $25 or more than $500.
Alarm registration is available by calling the College Station Police Department. Prosecutors wanted prison, but the jury decided on probation for a former Bryan man convicted of online sexual solicitation. Brazos County jurors sentenced 37-year-old Christopher Kazmierski to 10 years probation. Kazmierski is now living in Tyler. He was arrested in May 2008 following computer contact with a Bryan police officer posing as a 13-year-old girl. The state Senate takes up a controversial voter ID bill right off the bat. Robert Wood has more on that from Austin.
The Senate will act as a committee of the whole today and is expected to give initial approval to a bill that would require you show ID when you go vote. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says this is supported by people from all backgrounds.
Interestingly, it's not just a Republican initiative.
But State Senator Mario Gallegos doesn't support it. He says there are far more important issues that should get this emergency treatment.
You're not tending to the business of Texans.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A truck driver is being resentenced in Texas for his role in the country's deadliest human smuggling attempt, which resulted in the deaths of 19 illegal immigrants. Tyrone Williams is set to appear in Houston federal court today after an appeals court last year overturned the multiple life sentences he received for the deadly May 2003 smuggling attempt. The 39-year-old Williams had faced possible death sentences on 19 counts of transporting illegal immigrants, but a jury in 2007 sentenced him to life in prison without parole. However, the appeals court said Williams' case was not death penalty eligible, and he should have been sentenced by a judge.
Welcome. Well, thank you.
You're from
Duncanville, Texas.
That's the voice of Bush Library Director Warren Finch welcoming the library's 2 millionth visitor, Gerald Hill, and his wife, Bobby, of Duncanville. The Hills were making their first visit to the Bush Library and Museum since a major remodeling project in 2007. Bobby Hill recalls what she told her husband as they approached the doors.
I can't believe that we're going to meet the First Lady, the former First Lady of the United States. It's wonderful.
Former First Lady Barbara Bush was on hand to greet Gerald Hill, who thought the crowd was an extension of the commemoration of Operation Desert Storm.
We thought maybe this was just, you know, a continuation of that, of the, you know, the invasion of reclaiming Kuwait, you know, and that. We thought maybe this might be what it's all about, you know. And I guess we said a couple of those cute dogs, you know. and she was shorter than I thought she was.
The Dogs Hill reference both belonged to Mrs. Bush. The George Bush Library and Museum opened in 1997. WTAW News time is 6:10, 41 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We have an area of high pressure to the north trying to force its way into the region. It'll have some success over the next 24 hours. There may be a shower around this morning. I think we see less of a chance of a shower this afternoon. Temperatures 50 to 55. Some clouds tonight, 40 to 45. It'll become partly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 50 to 55. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lows 30 to 35. Lots of sunshine during the day Wednesday. Highs will be 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So it'll be a pretty good Super Bowl. A couple of teams that have been there before, Green Bay and Pittsburgh, the Steelers and the Pack. They both win their conference championships yesterday, and they're coming to Jerry World. We'll talk about that. And it was another win-win Saturday for the Aggie basketball teams. We'll talk about that. Got some Australian Open results and more coming up in sports.
I have an Australian wet T-shirt story later on this morning, too.
Well, hey, do you have pictures?
No, we don't. That's part of the reason that we don't have pictures.
Is it of Roger Federer?
Not of dudes, is it?
No. Anyway, did you find that to be an extremely aggressive weather forecast? I mean, listen.
We have an area of high pressure to the north trying to force its way into the region. It'll have some success.
It's invading.
It'll have some success. Forcing its way in.
It sounds like Schwarzkopf at a briefing.
It does.
We were attempting to force our way into a certain sector, but we did have some success. And right now we're just going to keep continuing on and pushing forward toward the goal.
A high school football coach.
Maybe a little too military-ish for a high school. Right. He didn't say anything about chopping wood or loving each other.
I just kind of like that. I like the idea of having some weather people get out there and be a little more aggressive when they talk about the weather. Because heaven knows, at least people in the Northeast have certainly had enough heaped upon them. I would think you could start using some anger in the weather.
Angry weather. Why not?
Sure.
Got to spice it up somehow.
That's it.
There you go.
Okay. I have any number of odd stories. It's just this is one of those that has to be done right now.
Oh, I see. Having is it a little blue?
The, well, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. An exotic dancer from New York City's Hot Lap Dance Club.
Hot Lap.
I guess they run around.
Is it a racing theme?
Somebody blows the whistle and they run around the room. I'm sure that's what they mean.
Careful.
Suing the city for more than $5 million.
Uh-oh.
Well, they've got that.
New York Daily News says that Phelan Rodriguez had been arrested back in 2008 for offering her wares. When police...
Oh, it's a Tupperware party.
Right.
I see.
Yeah.
When... That's what the kids call it these
days. I needed a euphemism. Okay, we got that now.
Yeah.
Now we can move forward with the story. Okay,
yeah. So, it was a whole new meaning to burp the lid right there.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Arrested back in 2008 for
trying to have a Tupperware party when,
when
police raided, their words, the infamous Manhattan Jiggle joint.
Really?
Where
there's a Tupperware party weekly, you know.
But a judge threw out the charges from the undercover police officers when he claimed that Phelan Rodriguez and Alexa Moore, who does educational films, invited them to a three-way Tupperware party.
Well, why not? Come on.
Now, Phelan has filed...
You ever been to a Tupperware party with just two people?
Yeah.
It's really not a party.
Yeah. Phelan has filed suit in return claiming that the arrest has, quote, destroyed her good name.
Really? That's implying she had one in the first place.
Right. And cost her, quote, a loss of reputation, credit, humiliation, and, of course, mental suffering.
Boy.
So
somebody's in trouble.
It really was. I mean, you talk about the track that she was on for a career.
All
it takes is one bust.
Harvard Law was on the phone.
Can
you believe they had the future earnings?
Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
Oh, there could be an additional suit now. I thought we got through that pretty well. It was a potential minefield, but
that's right.
We were able to.
We got a new euphemism out.
Yes, we did. Yeah. That's very
not
nice.
A total loss.
No, it worked well.
Do you feel like your marriage just isn't what it used to be? Do you want to transform your tired marriage into one filled with love and respect? Here's help for you. The Sacred Marriage Conference on Friday, February 11th and Saturday, February 12th at Central Baptist Church. Hear best-selling author and international speaker Gary Thomas. To register, call 776-9977 or click cbcbrian.org. Learn how to build a better marriage at the Sacred Marriage Conference on February 11th and 12th. Call 776-9977 or click cbcbrian.org.
The right interior landscaping can make for a more productive place to work. Lots of healthy green plants not only improve your employees' dispositions, but also filter toxins and impurities from the air. That's why many businesses in our area use Green Teams for their interior landscaping. Green Teams also has short-term plant rentals for events like weddings, conferences, and rush parties. Call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Hey, good morning. It's 617, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mm-hmm. It's January the 24th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. You know, usually when we talk about 94-year-old people, we're paying homage to somebody who's passed.
Yeah.
But Ernest Borgnine just won't die.
He won't die.
He's 94 years old.
And I must tell you, you know, because I'm such a loser, there's this website called the Archives of American Television.
And
they do stuff with people.
The
in
interviews.
Fact, yeah, Chase, I meant to send a link to you. They have an 8-part interview with Don Pardo.
Oh, wow.
And Don Pardo's 91. It's not like he's any spring chicken. And anyhow, but they did, I think, about a 6-part thing with Ernest Borgnine when he was 92. Okay, so it's not like old stuff.
Right.
And aside from maybe going on too long about some stories, this guy is still amazingly sharp.
Sharp. Yeah, I saw a TV commercial he did not too long ago.
And really, just and obviously, when you do an interview that long, a sincerely nice person.
Uh-huh.
Just really an amazing story. I found it kind of fascinating. I was sitting here watching this 92-year-old guy reel off names of people and events that happened long, long ago, and just generally, when you consider the kind of people who are celebrities now, and the way they behave, and this guy was truly, and obviously an Oscar winner, too, long, long time ago.
Well, you know, he's always got that smile because you see that gap in his teeth.
So, absolutely.
You know, that's
he got Oscars when they're made out of wood, I think.
Stone.
All right, anyway,
still had the label.
94.
Yeah,
huh?
Had the label on the bottom, you know, Hollywood Trophy Shop, right?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so Ernest Borgnine is 94 years old today. Cajun fiddler Doug Kershaw turns 75 years old today.
Is that Sammy's daddy?
No. They are kin, but not his daddy.
Ah, there you go.
You realize that brief 10-second exchange could have taken place at any small town.
Yeah,
is that his daddy? No, they're kin, but it ain't his daddy.
Yeah. Well, Doug had a brother named...
He don't know who his daddy is.
Doug had a brother named Rusty.
Uh-huh.
And Rusty and Doug is how they started.
Oh, I see.
Rusty's passed on.
I see. Well, there you go. That's too bad. Singer Ray Stevens
the parody songs and other stuff.
Man.
That
does.
I believe, Coy,
how'd you get that thing up on the high dive?
I believe as we move through, we will find a trifecta that probably plays Branson. You'll find the third one in just a minute, I believe.
Well, so we got Doug Kershaw.
Ray Stevens.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. Okay. He's 72, Ray Stevens is. Now, here's two singers who are the exact same age. First, I had no idea that Aaron Neville would be 70 years old. I didn't think he was that old, but he's 70 years old today. And Neil Diamond turned 70 years old today.
Sweet.
Now, you kid, this wasn't the guy you were thinking that plays Branson, were you?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so, because Neil Diamond is about to start a new European tour. A brand new year at 70 years old.
Good. Does he know?
And he's selling out. I was reading the other day. I mean, it's a tough ticket still.
You know how big the teleprompter screen is today? Because he's not going to put on
one word at a time, buddy.
Yeah. He'd come out there looking like George Burns without the cigar. You know,
yeah, there you go.
Glasses.
Comedian Yakov Smirnoff.
There you go.
There's your Branson trifecta.
Yeah,
that's the hat trick.
He's 60 years old.
Yeah.
Actress Nastasha Kinski.
Really?
Close. Another Russian.
Is 52 years old.
Yeah.
Drummer Keach Rainwater of Lone Star is 48 years old.
Of course he is.
The only reason I say that is because he used to be with another group that I can't remember the name of.
Perfect.
But they used to come to the Hall of Fame all the time.
Lots did.
I was going to say, that's a long list.
Well, no, but I got to know this guy. He and I went out and had a beer together.
Okay. Oh,
he wouldn't know me from Adam now, but back then he remembered me.
Yeah.
I bought him
a
beer.
Tim, good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, there you go.
Good season with the Red Raiders this year.
Yeah.
And, Ed Helms is 36 years old.
Oh, man.
And on top of everything else, he can roller skate.
That's right.
So I take it you got my text message.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'd already seen it, in fact.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That was one of the best episodes of The Office in a long, long time.
Right. Anyway, he's from The Office and
The Hangover.
And The Hangover, and I saw the trailer for a new movie.
I went to the movies this week, and I saw the trailer, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Am I
missing a tooth?
The thing is, Adam Sandler, of course, has just been the latest. And this guy may be the next one to just end up playing really just his part over and over again in really dumb, stupid movies.
There you go.
But he's not a Sandler, though.
No, he's not. Anyway, the trailer looks good, but again, it could have all the funny lines for the entire movie in it.
You're right.
And I forget, it's called Des Moines or something like that, isn't it? Rapid City. Cedar Rapids.
That's
something
right.
Like
Cedar
that.
Rapids. That's, yeah, that's okay. Right. Yeah. Mary Lou Retton is 43 years old today.
Does she live in Houston still?
And that's, she was married to that former Texas quarterback, ex-quarterback, is who she married.
Well, you didn't mention Misha Barton.
No, I didn't.
From the O.C.
Oh, well, sorry. Yeah, she's 25.
Yes, she is.
There you go.
As many people know her as they know Keach Rainwater. So.
Yeah, exactly.
All together. Yeah.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, we've talked a lot this week about the irresponsible, reckless exploitation of a tragedy by those on the left. We've got the latest, greatest example. Well, the left has finally figured out that, you know what? Well, those rascally conservatives, I guess, didn't influence this guy because he didn't watch TV, didn't vote, and he was registered independent. Congressman Brad Sherman says, well, the next one will be probably because of the right wing.
Those who call for violence and disruption and assassination and revolution and insurrection, then whether that caused what happened in Tucson or not, it'll cause the next tragedy.
Folks, it's time for this madness, this insanity, this irresponsible, grotesque style of comments to end.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Ambaren free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-832-0888. That's 1-800-832-0888. 1-800-832-0888.
Fresh off their fourth consecutive postseason appearance and a preseason number 8 ranking, the Aggie baseball season is just around the corner. Join the rally today and purchase season tickets for the 2011 season. Tickets are on sale now. Just go to tickets.12thmanfoundation.com. Season begins February the 18th. Aggie baseball, this is home!
Researchers say that they've found that exercise can prevent and even cure eating disorders, but many people with eating disorders have avoided exercise. They fear they would lose even more weight. But the researchers say that they found that exercise actually helps restore normal eating patterns. The Supreme Court has refused to stop a class action lawsuit against Pella Windows. The suit claims that Pella's casement windows are defectively designed. The problem? Simply stated, they tend to rot faster than they should, or so the plaintiffs allege anyway. Do you consider your dog or cat's age when you buy pet food? You should. A new study finds that only 11% of pet owners buy food intended for a specific age range. And like people, animals have different needs at different ages. Ignoring that can cause some big problems. If you live in a cold climate, be ready to baby your smartphone. Very cold temperatures can cause screens to crack and batteries to fail. So keep your smartphone in a pocket close to your body. And remember, cold fingers won't work very well on that touchscreen. I'm Stacey Cohen. Learn more at ConsumerAffairs.com.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes safety experts will install pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Just Brakes machines rotors and drums, packs bearings, and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
Hey, about 627. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center. We got some showers last night, and we've actually still got a 50-50 chance of some rain today. Low temperature tonight, rather high today, about 53. Low temperature tonight around 41 degrees, and we'll continue to have a chance of showers then at about 50%. Tomorrow, only a 20% chance of showers, and temps will be about the same. We'll get up to around 60 on Wednesday, and that'll probably be the warmest day till we get to the end of the week. Low temperatures right around freezing, but they'll probably be above that, around 33 or 34, and then that high will be in the middle 50s each day this week. Right now, humidity 71%. Winds are from the northeast at 8, a chill factor of 38. And we've got some clouds out there, and we have 41 degrees.
Your brain would really prefer you do certain things to keep it healthy and happy for a long time. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Your brain really needs your help in order to function well and to do it for a long time.
One of the first things to do, what I say, indulge in the new, and that is to open yourself to new experiences. And what we now understand is that the richer and more stimulating these experiences are, the more profound those changes can be.
Neurologist Dr. Marie Pasinski, author of the book Beautiful Brain, Beautiful You, says getting out of your rut and doing new and exciting things is exactly what the brain craves.
It builds our cognitive reserve. So it's kind of like putting money in the bank. You're kind of increasing your total fund of knowledge. That is a fund of knowledge that you can draw on over time as we get older.
Exercise appears to be incredibly important to your brain.
There are these fascinating studies showing that aerobic exercise, when we get our heart rate up, actually increases the size of our brain, making it stronger, healthier, and more resilient to disease.
And your brain really wants you to have friends.
Scientific studies consistently show that the more social we are, the less likely we are to suffer from a decline in our cognitive skills and our motor skills as we age. A large part of our brain is actually designed to communicate with other people. And so the thought is that when we're socially engaged, we're actually stimulating a large part of our brain.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 41 degrees right now at the studios. 50% chance of showers today with a high in the mid-50s. We'll tell you more about that after this look at news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Friday's all-day meeting of the College Station City Council included naming an interim city manager. Taking over as interim when Glenn Brown retires at the end of January is assistant city manager David Neely. Neely, who has been with College Station since 2001, currently supervises capital projects, parks and recreation, water services, and public works. Council also voted 6-1 on a staff request to hire an architect to design new office space. City Manager Glenn Brown says there's $4 million from a bond issue 8 years ago reserved to pay for the project.
And, what staff is proposing to council today is really adjacent to our municipal court building on Krennic Tap Road, to build a new probably anywhere from 1 to 3-story building to have to first council chambers, new public communications facility, for Jay Sokol's, he and his staff, and then some administrative offices on the second floor and possibly with an empty shell for future expansion on the third floor.
Brown says other departments now at City Hall would remain and would take over space left behind if and when council chambers and city communications move. Janet McMillan voted against the proposal and later joined Mayor Nancy Berry and Councilman Jess Fields in voting against proceeding with the proposed housing and retail development. The public-private partnership would be located on 6 acres of land purchased by the city on Holloman east of Texas Avenue. Today's the first day of increased penalties when College Station police respond to false alarms. Officer Rhonda Seaton also reminds business and homeowners to register their alarm systems to avoid additional fines.
If you've ever been in a neighborhood and had your neighbor's alarm going off all night long, you can recognize the need for being able to get a hold of somebody who knows how to get into your house and turn it off. I know many times I had responded to false alarms and the neighbors were about ready to take their neighbor's house apart because they'd been hearing that alarm go off continually all night long and not able to get into the house to turn it off, and it's disturbing the whole neighborhood.
Seaton says 99% of the time alarm calls in College Station are false alarms.
So we have to make ourselves keep, our eyes open whenever we go and look, because you go to false alarm after false alarm after false alarm, and you have to remind yourself that, the one alarm that you go to with it in your head that is going to be false, that's the one that's going to end up being real, and you need to have your act together and be ready to respond.
As of today, College Station starts charging on the fourth false alarm within a 12-month period. A former Bryan resident found guilty of soliciting online sex with someone he thought was an underage girl has avoided prison. The Brazos County jury that convicted 37-year-old Christopher Kazmierski of Tyler sentenced him to 10 years probation. Kazmierski was arrested in May 2008 after going online to set up the contact with a Bryan police officer who was impersonating a 13-year-old girl. Anti-toll groups say they have an idea on how to fund highway construction and repair without raising the gas tax and without building toll roads.
TxDOT says it will completely run out of money to build new roads by next year, and several officials are pushing toll roads as the only solution. But Terry Hall of Texas Turf says the sales tax we pay when we buy cars should be redesignated.
Just about every Texan I talk to says that that should be going to roads, and it's not. It's going to fund general government.
She says that would be $2 to $3 billion per year, far more than what could be raised even by doubling the state gasoline tax. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
The Houston hospital treating Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords says her condition is improving daily, although doctors are giving no updates on the buildup of brain fluid that has kept the Arizona congresswoman in intensive care. A hospital statement released Sunday says Giffords will continue to receive therapy in ICU until her physicians determine she's ready for transfer to a nearby center where she would begin a full rehabilitation program. Fluid buildup is a common problem associated with head injuries like the one Giffords received when she was shot January 8th. The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum marked a major milestone Friday, welcoming its 2 millionth visitor. The honor went to Gerald Hill of Duncanville, who was greeted at the door by former First Lady Barbara Bush.
I used to go here.
Did you?
Uh-huh, 55.
Just the other day?
No. Well, seems that way in 1955. Well, yeah.
I was a class of 47, so you're a baby.
Hill and his wife Bobby had no idea they would make history. It was their first visit to the library since a major remodeling effort in 2007. But Hill says it's a stop he enjoys making.
Oh, I think this is a history, you know, of all the important things that went on when he was president. And just, you know, the artifacts and the things that you'd see during that time, just amazing, priceless.
For being the Bush Library's 2 millionth visitors, Hill and his wife received prize baskets from the library and Texas A&M, an autographed commemorative from President and Mrs. Bush, and a guided tour. WTAW News Time is 6:36, 41 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you see that?
What?
Her.
I did. But mainly I noticed how you were looking backward while driving forward.
I can't believe what they wear to games these days.
Did I mention how St. Joseph is ranked in the top 5% of spine and neck surgery nationwide?
I mean, it's enough to give a guy a heart attack.
Well, fortunately, St. Joseph is 5-star rated in coronary intervention, too.
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
Let's check some weather, because we've got it for you. It's brought to you this morning by ResPro. Fire or water damage for your home or your business, they can help you get it cleaned up. 690-8659, 690-8659.
Quite a bit of cloudiness across the area for today. There's the potential for a shower or two. Temperatures up to about 50 to 55. Sad thing is high pressure's off to the north. If it could push a little further south, it could help clear us out. I think that happens by later tonight or tomorrow. We'll see clouds tonight, lows 40 to 45. Some sunshine moves in tomorrow, 50 to 55. Clear skies tomorrow night, 30 to 35. Sunshine Wednesday, highs will be 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggies win, Aggies win. Yeah, a couple of wins on Saturday for the men and the women in Big 12 games. Tough Big 12 games, too, and it's about to get tougher. We'll talk about that. And the Super Bowl is set, the Steelers and the Packers. Ought to be a pretty good one at Jerry World coming up February the 6th. That and more coming up in sports.
Some tough ones coming up, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got some tough ones coming up.
Those guys who wear orange had a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, they did.
Had a pretty good week, actually.
They did. Became the first team since that Texas A&M team to win at Naismith Court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You beat them, and then you spank your rival.
Yeah.
They had a pretty good week.
Yeah. But the Aggies came back nicely, you know, from a bad game and a great crowd, evidently. And I tell you what, this guy, Chase Murphy, that works with us.
I know him, yeah.
Boy, he got a lot of FaceTime on TV Saturday.
Is that right?
Did
I
really?
Yeah.
You got a lot of FaceTime.
Why, were they doing lots of replay stuff?
Yeah, you know, because every time they go to the, you know, they go to the screen, you know, every time they meet in the middle, every time, anything like that, there's old Chase.
Hey, Chase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't be picking your nose. Yeah.
Don't be mining for nose gold. Yeah.
No, I only saw that twice.
Don't be digging in your ear or anything like that.
Mama will call me. Your grandmother's already called.
Yeah.
She's not happy.
I think holding up that sign, "Hi, Reagan, hi, Jack," was a little much, you know.
Yeah,
but,
but anyway. Once again, you hold up a sign that says, "Hi, Jack," it can be interpreted all sorts of ways.
So. But you got a lot of FaceTime.
There you go.
Yeah.
Lots of controversy.
There's just a couple of shot reviews, and there was one where they reviewed a foul to determine whether or not it was intentional, and then there was a shot from Chris Middleton that they called a two that they went back and judged that it was a three, so...
reviewed the foul to see if it was intentional.
There was intense protest from the Kansas State bench.
I find that an interesting situation.
And so they paused for just a moment to determine whether or not the foul was intentional, and it was determined that the foul was not intentional.
What, they read the look in the player's eyes? I mean, yeah. What?
I think he was
gave
posting,
a lie detector?
I think he was posting on Facebook as he committed the foul.
I mean, what, he was surprised to see the other player there when they collided?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, he said, I'm going to hack this guy. Yeah. That's what he said.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. Well, today is we were talking about the hat trick, the trifecta there in Branson, which, by the way, because I am such a loser, I went to the Yakov Smirnoff website.
Uh-huh. Why?
Yeah. Right. And apparently they have the Yakov dinner experience available. In
oh,
Branson.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So it's dinner and a show. Because.
In the rush? Never mind.
Yeah, I guess if you can't, an hour is just not enough Yakov. So
that's right.
There you are.
Yeah, words to live by.
Yeah. Gotta have some more Smirnoff to get through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but also today is Beer Can Appreciation Day.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Well, appreciate one by throwing it where it belongs.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Now, it's too easy when you're driving just to toss it out the window.
Nice.
Yeah. That's part of the regular thing there at the house every weekend. Just
what, y'all go throw beer cans out of the window?
Go ahead, pick them up.
You and Jackie kill a 12-pack and drive around or what?
Like, over here, baby. Bear me. Yeah. Anyway, no. It's Peanut Butter Appreciation Day also. And
it's a visual, isn't it, Tom? Got the window down, got a dog hanging out there.
Yeah.
Because I've busted him doing that before.
Oh. That was years ago.
Yeah, it's like three.
Anyway. Yeah. And I was going slow.
Sunday nights, they come at the balcony here and watch the bypass. You
that's
know?
Right. Yeah. That's right. They bring
throw
their
some beers off
they
the
bring
balcony.
Their lawn chairs.
Yeah,
no wonder that creek doesn't drain. Scott and Jackie quit throwing beer cans back there.
Now, actually, apparently,
like a bunch of high school kids.
The first time that beer was in cans is like 19. I don't have the exact date in front of me. 1936, 1938. I mean, that transformed the beer industry, I would think, in a lot of ways.
But you needed your church key, right?
Well, yeah, but still, you were able to, to get
a lot of irony in that statement.
I'm sorry, there's probably people under 40 that don't know what
church key is. Yeah,
yeah, that's what they used to call a beer can opener, folks.
Yeah,
and a beer can opener was
it was this thing that made a little triangular hole in the top of the beer.
That's right.
And you'd put a little. Another hole in there to make it really drain fast.
Or it opened a bottle top on the other end.
Or you could put one on the bottom of the can as you're drinking it. That would really make it go fast.
Yeah. Shotgun. Yeah. There are still some canned beverages out there that require a church key.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. The one that immediately comes to mind is pineapple juice. A lot of pineapple juice is still in metal cans. Why, I don't know.
Huh.
But yeah, well, and it's still out there.
Yeah, well, I can remember, we'd get that Texan grapefruit juice, that you put back in the refrigerator.
And what you want is you want grapefruit juice, which is known for its sweetness anyway.
Yeah.
You want grapefruit juice, to be added to a metal can.
Yeah. Grapefruit juice is awesome, though.
Well, I'm not saying it's not, but that would pretty much set the hair on the back of your eyeballs on end.
Got to know you're drinking something there, pal.
Man.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's that, and it's also bubble wrap day. So
three things.
You got beer cans, you got
peanut
butter.
If only Scott had a calendar to commemorate it.
And it's lost calendar day.
And we'll talk about the history of bubble wrap in the next hour. It's kind of fascinating. Anyway, all that because I'm just.
He's
got bubble wrap around wind chimes is what it is.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, that's right. And it keeps them both in the same place.
So I'm listening to a show over the weekend called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which I really like. It's on NPR, and it's just what it is. It's kind of like this. They say something, and then they just let people talk for a few minutes, whatever thoughts come into their mind. And so they were discussing that the president of China was here for a state dinner, and among those people who were invited was Jackie Chan.
Oh.
To which one of the people said, doesn't he see enough people who look like that at home?
Oh, wow. Wow.
I just thought it was funny. But anyway, all right, let's see. We've offended them now. Okay. But the question came up as they were looking at pictures of the state dinner and older pictures, is the president dyeing his hair now? I mean, that was all over the interweb this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, because I noted that at his speech in Tucson,
yeah,
about how gray his hair had
mm-hmm.
become,
yeah,
because I went back to Inauguration Day 2 years earlier, yeah, where there was no gray in his hair.
Tom, obviously they were listening.
So, but I noted that speech in Tucson. It was, yeah, extremely gray. Yeah.
They said,
but now they're saying it's back to not gray anymore.
That's it,
well, we can judge for ourselves tomorrow night, right?
Yes, yeah, tomorrow night. That's
yeah.
Boy, I saw Chucky Schumer yesterday,
uh-huh,
and Chucky is going to be sitting next to Tom Coburn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're going to share cup holders.
They're going to hold hands.
I don't know, but he said, "Gosh, if Coburn and Schumer can sit next to each other, anybody can sit together." Okay. All right. In case you'd like to go ahead and know about the presidential address tomorrow night, the State of the Union, because you don't want to watch it, raise your hand if you're going to be watching it. Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway, the president has previewed the central themes of the State of the Union, which will include greater civility and political unity.
Yeah. You think that would? Yeah. You think that'd be, yeah, in there if his side won the election?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Job creation.
You lie. Oh, sorry.
That, yeah, was, man, yeah, careful, yeah, Tom. That'll get you ago, yeah, a lot of bad press. Right. Yeah.
And responsible deficit reduction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course we.
Until
will.
We come up with a project we really, really like. Overall, the address emailed to volunteers for Organizing for America, because after all, he is an organizer, quote, will be more thematic than heavy on specific policy initiatives, according to the New York Times. These pillars that will help drive the country's competitiveness and growth, innovation, education, infrastructure, deficit reduction, and, get this, reforming government. That's,
yeah,
the biggest one yet. Reforming government. LA Times said this is a great opportunity for Obama to move to the center as part of his strategy to win the presidency again, so he can swing wildly to the left after he gets reelected. Okay.
The real test is, will he say something that'll get the Republicans to stand up, the Democrats to stay seated?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Now,
and
Simon says.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not running.
Now, get this. Mm-hmm. We'll have, of course, the presidential State of the Union. Uh-huh. Then we will have the Republican response,
uh-huh,
which will not be given by Bobby Jindal. And I don't know who it is, but it won't be him. And then the Tea Party. The Tea Party will do an alternate rebuttal.
Oh.
That'll be Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, yeah. And her name is all over this past,
oh, yeah,
week.
Oh, yeah.
People talking about her possible run for the presidency.
Anyway, that will be streamed on their website, teapartyhd.com.
And she ain't bad on the eyes, I,
well,
will say that.
And yeah, and that she's seems to be a pretty sharp lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't think, I don't
and
know
she
if
she ain't bad on the eyes, did I?
Yeah, I heard
that?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, there's one of the Dakotas, like North Dakota's, got themselves a congresswoman who's pretty good looking.
There you go.
That new governor from South Carolina ain't too bad looking.
All right, let's rank them right here.
Yeah, really. While we're, let's talk about what's really important.
There you go.
You can be politically astute, but are you hot?
That's
the
it.
Question.
What matters. That's,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So let's see, a couple of things happened in New Hampshire over the weekend. The state Republican Party officials.
Only two things happened in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Here they are, folks.
That's it. They elected a Tea Party
the
figure.
The shortest newscast.
Yeah, that's it. And in news from New Hampshire, the snow fell and a beaver died.
Very nice.
Yeah. Anyway, the winner of the Republican state leadership there was a former gubernatorial candidate. This guy's name is Jack Kimball, and he is a Tea Party dude. So, shock, shock. Mitt Romney,
mm-hmm,
Mitt Romney won a straw poll up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, 35%.
Heard that.
Ron Paul was second.
Yeah.
And Tim Pawlenty was third, and Sarah Palin got 7%. And it says that Mitt is not really doing anything to embrace the Tea Party right now. And that's a little bit interesting. And what else? That's about it.
I'm still convinced that Sarah Palin, you know, she if she's smart, and I'm beginning to think that she is, at least in this respect, that she understands that her marketability is as a, you know, as a bomb thrower, as you would say. And that's probably a poor choice of words given the recent criticism. But she can make a lot more money on the guest speaking circuit. She can get the FaceTime. She can resonate. And she doesn't have to run the risk of doing anything policy-wise that could be very unpopular.
Yeah.
Or absolutely the wrong decision to make.
Just make observations from the right, and people will embrace you probably for a while. And as long as she's investing well, then that's really all she'll have to worry about. Yeah, why run the risk of actually holding elective office? Mm-hmm. There's no reason to do that. And finally, Kay Bailey Hutchison was on ABC this week with, what's her name, Christiane Onampour? She had nice things to say about the Tea Party movement, despite the rift that currently exists between that group and the Republican Party. She said, quote, "The Tea Party, all in all, has done a good thing for America. I am a reliable conservative. I read the blogs. Excuse me. I have staff that reads the blogs and tells me about them. And it gets kind of depressing to read those blogs, quite frankly. I do have support from many leaders in the Tea Party." She said, "There are people who think that maybe I fought too hard for Texas in spending areas, but I think I'm selected to support my state." Thanks, Kay. Glad we don't have to find another job for you that you're going to go ahead and retire. Did I say that? Mm-hmm. 10 minutes till.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, The Sleep Station, First Victoria Bank, Thrive Home Healthcare, and Subway. You're listening to the home of Aggie Sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We too often overlook the plants of our past. We're lured by what's new and shiny, and we forget those time-proven performers. There are some current examples of hero plants that have been resurrected. Antique roses, thanks to the pioneering work of Mike Shoup of the Antique Rose Emporium in Brenham and Dr. William Welch of College Station, two of my friends and many others, they've found great acceptance in modern landscaping. Dr. Steve George, also with Texas A&M, has studied scores of rose varieties. He's named the most bulletproof of them as Earthkind roses. Not surprisingly, the vast majority are antique roses. We're going to talk about plants from our past right after this important message. Did you know that more than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market? Well, the fact is you probably do. Hopefully you've already learned the joy of those great, fresh, and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long and it's varied, and the crops that you'll find when you go into your local farmer's market will include onions, carrots, peas, collard and mustard greens, also broccoli, cauliflower, okra, green beans, and cucumbers. And add in peaches, vine-ripe tomatoes, the sweetest sweet corn, Texas blueberries and pecans. Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market, it's the best it gets. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmer's market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Support Texas agriculture and your local business. Again, that website, TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. Vitex is another plant that staged a real comeback. Our grandmas grew it, and now we can grow it, too. Vitex is a beautiful plant. It's a tall shrub or small tree. However, it's usually not trained single trunk. It's called Texas lilac by some. It has beautiful lilac lavender flowers in late spring. Makes a very wonderful plant. If you have a large perennial garden, it can kind of anchor the garden, and it will bloom year after year very reliably. Give it full sun. It's drought tolerant. It is a wonderful shrub. I guess that 50-plus years of Texas gardening have taught me that you need to see a plant perform for several seasons before you put your brand on it. I'm timid about trying new lawn grass varieties until I've seen them endure a drought and record low temperatures. We planted Floritam St. Augustine in the late 1970s in North Texas because it was resistant to St. Augustine decline, and we really needed a grass that was. Unfortunately, it all froze the first winter in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We planted Fescue in the 80s and 90s, but we found out that it failed in the heat almost every year. And since it's our only native North American lawn grass, buffalo grass seemed like the final answer to our prayers, but we soon found that Bermuda grass would soon overtake it and that there wasn't one thing we could do to stop it. So I like to see lawn grasses perform for several years before I endorse them. We ought to be using standard Nandinas. They're great 4 to 5 foot shrubs, and there are stands that are 75 years old and still growing in the same places where our ancestors put them. It may be native to Japan, but it's incredibly adapted to all of Texas. That's what we really need to be planting, is plants that are adapted, forget whether they're native. The same thing goes for glossy abelias and Italian jasmine. Both are gracefully arching shrubs, abelia to 5 to 6 feet tall, and Italian jasmine 4 to 5 feet tall and 5 to 6 feet wide. Standard old-fashioned pomegranates, a variety wonderful, is great as well. Heirloom plants deserve greater consideration. Winter considerations of trees in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville at 6:55. Let's take a first look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. Super Bowl 45 will be a battle of teams who have collected a few Super Bowl rings before. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers both won their conference titles yesterday. The Steelers are going to their 8th Super Bowl and their 3rd in the last 6 years after hanging on to beat the Jets 24-19 yesterday. It wasn't pretty for Pittsburgh as they had a quick 24-0 lead and then let the Jets score the next 19 points. But a third down pass from Ben Roethlisberger to Antonio Brown with a minute 21 left gave the Steelers a first down and denied the Jets a last possession. In Chicago, the Green Bay Packers earn a chance for their 4th Super Bowl win, but their first since 1996. They beat the Bears 21-14 in the 182nd meeting between these two rivals. Chicago quarterback Jay Cutler went out with a knee injury in the third quarter, and third stringer Caleb Haney was making some progress leading the team until he threw a ball right to Green Bay lineman B.J. Raji, who trotted, lumbered really, 18 yards to the end zone for a pick six, and that pretty much shut the door. The Packers' Aaron Rodgers threw for 244 yards and has led his team to the Super Bowl just 3 years after taking over for Brett Favre. The Packers are an early 2.5-point favorite in the game, which will be played at Cowboys Stadium on February the 6th. Well, it's a headline that old-time Aggie basketball fans are still not completely accustomed to reading. Aggies win, Aggies win. Saturday, it happened yet again as both the A&M basketball teams posted key Big 12 victories and stand at or near the top of the conference standings. A packed house at Reed Arena saw the Aggie men beat its fourth-ranked opponent of the year as they held down Kansas State 64-56 to go to 4-1 in the league, right now alone in second place behind Texas. The game was closer than that. A&M led by just two with a minute left, but forced a foul. Kansas State watched as A&M made 13 free throws in the last 2 minutes of the game. Here's B.J. Holmes.
Something we work on every day in practice. We have to shoot free throws after practice, during practice, before practice, and I guess it translates to tonight.
Chris Middleton scored 18 points for the Aggies. Coach Mark Turgeon said the Aggies didn't play all that well.
But we kept guarding. I thought Dash Harris was tremendous. Jacob had 21 points on 19 shots. I didn't realize he had that many points, but Dash did a fantastic job on him. I thought our team defense was good. And then to out-rebound K-State, it's not easy to do. It says a lot about our team. So it's an ugly win, but in the end, it's a W.
The Aggies have the midweek off to rest some before they play at Nebraska Saturday at 1. Their next home game will be a week from tonight against Texas on Big Monday. The big game in the Big 12, of course, saw Texas stop Kansas's 69-game home winning streak with a come-from-behind 74-63 win in Lawrence. The Aggie women continued to survive their toughest stretch of games of the season as they went to Iowa State and won in Ames for the first time ever. Once again, the Aggies were forced to turn up the heat in the second half as they opened the half with a 13-4 run to take a 12-point lead and got a final win of 60-51. The Aggies were led once again by Danielle Adams with 25 points. The fifth-ranked Aggies have won 11 straight since their loss to Duke on December the 6th. Next up at 13th-ranked Oklahoma Wednesday night, and then Sunday at home against number one-ranked Baylor. Congratulations to both Aggie track teams as they beat LSU in both men's and women's dual indoor meets at the Gillum Track on Saturday. It was a battle of the number two and three ranked teams in the nation. And the Aggie men's tennis team went to 2-0 on the season as they won twice Saturday, beating Louisiana Lafayette and Abilene Christian. And that's your first look at sports. Next hour, we'll have some Australian Open news. I'm Tom Turpeville at 6:59. It's News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
A message from the VLB, aired in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
At the VLB, we believe those who faithfully serve our country deserve the best Texas has to offer. That's why we go beyond federal benefits to offer Texas veterans special home and land loans at historically low rates. If you're a Texas veteran.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The State of the Union will have a lot to do with the state of jobs, say the president's aides, and some lawmakers are planning symbolic seating. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, the White House says the president will talk a lot about the economy, jobs, how to make companies more competitive. Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison tells ABC she's ready to listen.
If he really is going to follow through with a message that I'm sure will be good, with action that shows that he really means it, that's when we will have a true way forward.
And many lawmakers are still looking for a date, someone from the other party to sit with tomorrow night in a symbolic show of unity following the shooting of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Lisa.
Rich, House Republicans planning a spending cut vote only hours before the president's address. The bill would tell the Budget Committee chair to scale back non-security spending to 2008 levels in the second half of the current fiscal year. A deadly deep freeze that killed two people in the Midwest descends on the East. With the wind chill, parts of New England could feel like 50 below today.
I'm tired of it. I'm ready for the spring.
She's in Philly. Parts of Pennsylvania among the areas where the bone-chilling cold is prompting schools to delay openings or close. It's the Mideast peace breakthrough that fell through, according to documents Israel says aren't completely legit. Fox Radio's Courtney Keeley, live in Jerusalem.
Lisa, Al Jazeera says the documents show the Palestinians offered to cede almost all of East Jerusalem's illegal settlements, as well as the ones in the West Bank, for a land swap. It has dubbed them the Palestinian Papers and has obtained more than 1,600 internal documents from a decade of Israeli-Palestinian peace negotiations. It includes thousands of pages of diplomatic correspondence, maps, memos, and emails, the Palestinian leadership calling these leaked documents half-truths and lies. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. Right now, stock futures are higher. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-832-0888. That's 1-800-832-0888. 1-800-832-0888.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards? Get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Do you need a new website, or does your old website need a fresh new look? Are you missing sales because customers can't find you on the web? HostWink.com has an amazing free offer just for you. With HostWink.com, you can register a new website address, choose a low-cost hosting package, and get a free website. Easy as a wink, HostWink.com. With HostWink.com, you can choose from one of our professionally designed sites, free. At HostWink.com, it's easy to customize your site by adding your information, selling points, and even your company logo. Best of all, you can change content on your website whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Just log on to HostWink.com and start building your own website today for as little as $3.95 a month. Sign up now and HostWink.com will give you 1 month of website hosting free. Use promo code Aggie. That's promo code Aggie and start saving today. HostWink.com, easy as a wink. HostWink.com, Aggie owned and operated.
WTAW News Time is 7:05, 42 degrees right now at the studios. 50% chance of showers with a high in the mid-50s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. It's brought to you by the folks over at Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. While advertised as an all-day retreat, College Station City Council did vote on several items Friday. Among the decisions was a 4-3 vote keeping alive a public-private partnership that involves building a housing and retail development on 6 acres of land bought by the city on Holloman Drive east of Texas Avenue. John Crompton, Dennis Maloney, Dave Rusink, and Katie Marie Lyles voted to direct staff to collect more information. On a 6-1 vote, council proceeded with gathering more cost information on building new space for city offices next to Municipal Court on Krennic Tap Road. City Manager Glenn Brown says the city has more than $4 million from a bond issue 8 years ago for new administrative offices and council chambers.
Council chambers that we're using were actually constructed in 1979, almost 32 years ago, when the city was a population of about 36,000. You know, we've almost, we're more than doubled, getting close to tripling that population. The council chambers have served us well. They're just deficient now. They're too small. They're size-wise, they're deficient. Electronic capability and, you know, technology-wise, they're very deficient.
With Janet McMillan voting no, council majority did approve staff's request to hire an architect. Brown says City Hall functions will continue on Texas Avenue. The council also appointed an interim city manager. David Neely has been an assistant city manager for 10 years, supervising public works, water services, parks and recreation, and capital projects. Neely takes over February 1st for Glenn Brown, who is retiring. College Station home and business owners with an alarm system are reminded that today is the first day of increased penalties. Officer Rhonda Seaton says police respond to false alarms 99% of the time.
Isn't that amazing? I was pretty flabbergasted whenever I got that percentage. You know, that's a crazy amount of alarms. What we have to, as officers, we've got to keep in our head because you tend to get complacent. You know, you get sent to an alarm call, and you've got to literally make yourself think, okay, this could be the one that's real.
College Station police are also taking the opportunity to remind anyone with an alarm to make sure it's registered. You can register your alarm system by calling the police department at 764-3600. Prosecutors wanted prison time, but the jury decided on probation for a former Bryan man convicted of online sexual solicitation. Brazos County jurors sentenced 37-year-old Christopher Kazmierski to 10 years probation. Kazmierski, now living in Tyler, was arrested in May 2008 following computer contact with a Bryan police officer impersonating a 13-year-old girl. The state Senate takes up a controversial voter ID bill right off the bat. Robert Wood has more on that from Austin.
The Senate will act as a committee of the whole today and is expected to give initial approval to a bill that would require you show ID when you go vote. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says this is supported by people from all backgrounds.
Interestingly, it's not just a Republican initiative.
But State Senator Mario Gallegos doesn't support it. He says there are far more important issues that should get this emergency treatment.
You're not tending to the business of Texans.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A truck driver is being resentenced in Texas for his role in the country's deadliest human smuggling attempt, which resulted in the deaths of 19 illegal immigrants. Tyrone Williams is set to appear in Houston federal court today after an appeals court last year overturned the multiple life sentences he received for the May 2003 incident. The 39-year-old Williams had faced possible death sentences on 19 counts of transporting illegal immigrants, but a jury in 2007 sentenced him to life in prison without parole. However, the appeals court says Williams' case was not death penalty eligible, and he should have been sentenced by a judge.
Well, thank you.
You're from Duncanville.
Duncanville, Texas.
That's the voice of Bush Library Director Warren Finch welcoming the library's 2 millionth visitor, Gerald Hill, and his wife, Bobby, of Duncanville. The Hills were making their first visit to the Bush Library and Museum on Friday since a major remodeling project in 2007. Bobby Hill recalls what she told her husband as they approached the doors.
I can't believe that we're going to meet the First Lady, the former First Lady of the United States. It's wonderful.
Former First Lady Barbara Bush was on hand to greet Gerald Hill, who thought the crowd was an extension of the commemoration on Thursday of Operation Desert Storm.
We thought maybe this was just, you know, a continuation of that, of the, you know, invasion of reclaiming Kuwait, you know, and that. We thought maybe this might be what it's all about, you know. And I guess we said a couple of those cute dogs, you know. and she was shorter than I thought she was.
The dogs Hill referenced both belonged to Mrs. Bush. The George Bush Library and Museum opened in 1997. WTAW News Time, 7:10, 42 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zornemann Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zornemann Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Hey, you may have in the last 5 years gone to an event and it's been catered by Shorty's Catering. Shorty's now has a cafe where they serve the exact same kind of food that you've had from them before. They were on Boonville Road by the American Red Cross, which had basically put them between Villa Marie and University out there on Boonville. So I was out there on Saturday to have breakfast, because they serve breakfast basically all day long. And, you know, the first thing I went in there, I told them what I wanted, and it was a scrambler, the thing wrapped up in a tortilla with egg. You hear them beating the eggs in the background and back there in the kitchen. And, I mean, that's what's so great, is everything that you'll find at Shorty's is homemade. They've got a different item every day of the week. Today it's chicken fried steak or chicken and sausage gumbo if you want to do that. They got about 12 or 13 different side orders for you to go with. They've got a different sandwich every day. The sandwich special today is chicken, bacon and Swiss cheese. And all that can be had, either one of those can be had for about $7 or $7.25. And what's most important is it's homemade food, made right there when you get there, so it's fresh. They've got takeout available if you want to call ahead at 703-4467, 703-4467. Shorty Shack Cafe on Boonville Road. Go try that for breakfast. By the way, they serve breakfast all day on Saturday. And they got a drive-through window if you want to do that. It's Shorty's Cafe.
Now is the time to get your swimming pool fixed, and the Pool Guy is there for you. The Pool Guy does pool renovations, including replastering, retiling, recoping, service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, parts, equipment, chemical sales. With over 26 years' experience, the Pool Guy gives you superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products. Whether it's time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need supplies, call the Pool Guy today, 575-6200. That's 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's 712. It's brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
Quite a bit of cloudiness across the area for today. There's the potential for a shower or two. Temperatures up to about 50 to 55. Sad thing is high pressure's off to the north. If it could push a little further south, it could help clear us out. I think that happens by later tonight or tomorrow. We'll see clouds tonight, lows 40 to 45. Some sunshine moves in tomorrow, 50 to 55. Clear skies tomorrow night, 30 to 35. Sunshine Wednesday, highs will be 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Packers and the Steelers coming to Arlington for Super Bowl 45 after they both win yesterday. We'll hear from Ben Roethlisberger and some others having to do with those games. And Aggie basketball, great Saturday for both teams as they win Big 12 games. And now it's on to even tougher ones. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
The first lady was shorter than I thought.
Is that actually what he's saying?
I right. included that just for you.
Golly. Wow. You're talking about, oh, no, I'm sorry. You were not the 2 million, the visitor.
Yeah.
We thought you were. We miscounted.
That's right. 1,999,999.
Yeah, right. Sorry. It's the people right behind you.
Wow. That's right. Yeah. Saw the little dog.
That's kind of fun.
That was kind of surreal to see two little dogs running around the Bush Library, though. Because I even said when I walked in, I said, well, if I knew it was bring your dog to the library day, I could have brought my three.
That would have been fun.
Sorry, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Three yapping dachshunds piddling everywhere.
It'd be fun. Getting excited, rolling over on their back and peeing on the floor.
So what? That led me to my next question. Was there somebody there with a plastic glove on?
Oh, no. No, they behaved themselves.
Okay.
They wrestled with each other. They mugged for the camera.
It's their comfort zone. That's right. Sure. They're there. Yeah, that's fun.
Anyway, she was shorter than I thought.
Man, that's cool. Mission accomplished.
I kind of like that. All right, so I guess we all remember RoboCop. That was a pretty interesting movie. Well, maybe Chase is too young to remember RoboCop, but RoboCop is coming to Austin, apparently. New body cameras attached to the heads of Austin police officers. The officer said the cameras, which would be attached to the head or ear, would be another way to gather evidence and would help hold officers accountable for their actions. The Austin Police Department doesn't have the cameras on yet, but police hope to test at least a handful from 6 or 8 different companies. The first few come from Taser International, same company from which the Austin police bought their tasers.
Of course.
Officials say the cameras are a proactive approach for officers who aren't in a patrol car where video cameras already are available. The recordings will be used as evidence while pressing charges. See how that works out there. Apparently there are other cities that are using them, among them Duluth, Minnesota, Statesville, North Carolina, and Campbell, California. How are you going to feel about a police officer coming up who's got a camera hanging on his ear? Guess they'll be maybe at 6th Street. I'm just saying. I don't know. That might be a place for a foot patrol. Could be. Anyway, just want to let you know about that. Okay, so what's in a name?
Letters.
That's the question of the heart of the issue of a class action suit being filed in Montgomery, Alabama. A law firm, who I'm not going to name because they may be in it for publicity, filed against Taco Bell.
Oh.
The lawsuit claims the company uses false advertising on its menu and in its advertisements. The complaint alleges that what Taco Bell calls beef doesn't meet the minimum requirements set up by the USDA to be called beef.
It doesn't rise to beef?
Yes. Or seasoned ground beef or anything of that kind. The lawsuit says rather than beef, these food items are actually made up with a substance known as taco meat filling.
Filler.
Okay, taco meat filling.
Well, you know, but an obvious first question is, did it moo?
At any point in its life.
Right. Before it became meat, did it moo?
And again, we know that there are certainly probably places where refried beans are actually powdered that water is added to simply because it just works more efficiently that way. But nonetheless, just wanted to know. Hey, you know, some of the advertisers we have here in on our radio station include real estate people because that's, you know, obviously they're people buying and selling homes. And I think to a person, any real estate agent would say to you, the way that you present your property is important, makes it easier to sell. Idaho realtor hoping that they can find a snake lover who's willing to buy a home. Well, really, you have to love a lot of snakes. The house is infested with thousands of them, according to one pest inspector. It's so bad, the house was featured on the new Animal Planet series, Infested.
Ooh.
That's infested with an exclamation point after it.
Ooh, that means it's really infested.
Yeah. Could, Could you watch an entire episode of Infested? Somehow I just don't know that I would want to do
without
that.
Without squirming?
Yeah, something like that. And I don't know if it's an hour or a half hour, but then that's another whole other thing. It's also made national news. They are everywhere, in every crawl space. The real estate listing doesn't mention the snakes.
Ah,
here's your real estate listing.
What's the resale value?
That's right. This great 5-bed, 2-bath house has recently been remodeled.
Mm-hmm. Close to campus.
Yeah. Convenient to shop in.
That's right. Is almost 1¾ acres, a double car, attached garage. Uh-huh. Main level has a large family room with propane fireplace, a large kitchen with central island, a full main bath, 3 large bedrooms, and a large laundry room. Do you think I could do this on TV? Can I get that? Anyway, the upper level has two large bedrooms.
Oh, yeah,
I think we've all got them. Uh-huh. And a three-quarter bath. What is a three-quarter bath? Is a little bitty tub? Is that?
Yeah.
And a
it's one of those walk-in
room.
Tubs now, you see.
That's right. That's right. And a spacious family room. Call us today to come by and have a look.
Well, could they even take pictures? I mean, if it's so infested, I mean.
It doesn't have a virtual tour.
Yeah, it doesn't talk about the trophy room with the live animals.
Yeah.
The virtual tour. Anyway, they've dropped the price from $175 to $109. That hasn't helped any. Yeah, no kidding. The deal is that apparently the snake, and they're garter snakes, okay? So that's...
Well, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah, I understand. Could be worse, but they're just friendly little garter snakes. The problem is that they secrete this foul-smelling fluid when they get alarmed, and so that attracts other snakes from as far as 2 miles away.
Ah, they might not be friendly little.
Something like that. So,
might be mean and big.
As the realtor said, someone with multiple mongooses would love this house.
Well, there you go. Just move in with a bunch of ferrets.
Okay.
Then you can deal with dead snakes.
Always find a way to make that happen. Monopoly, of course, the board game that embraces capitalism.
Yes.
As American as apple pie, right? Not so fast. There's a new Polish version of Monopoly promoting communism.
Oh, my.
What, is there a timer, and at some point the banker takes everything?
That's right. You cannot buy a hotel.
Government. Yeah, exactly. Instead of buying houses and hotels, players of the new version get to trade bread and toilet paper. Do they have little stacks of toilet paper like they have the houses?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Go to jail, directly to jail, and you never get out.
Yeah.
Never.
As they move their pieces around the board, they get to enjoy fun things like standing in a line for shoes. Lucky players might even draw a card that earns them special favors from Communist Party officials.
So what are the tokens in this? Are the little playing pieces? Is it a babushka instead of a top hat?
I'm not sure.
I'm thinking you could still have the wheelbarrow.
Could do
the
that.
Shoe, you know, and the old dilapidated shoe might still work.
Can't do the cannon. That'd be revolutionary.
No.
A goose-stepping soldier, maybe.
The car could just be a wagon.
Yeah, something like that. A cart. Anyway, so there you go. The game, which is called Q in Poland, designed to teach kids what life was like under the Soviet regime. Because it's so much better now. Rudest City. You ready? Rudest City. Travel and Leisure magazine had U.S. Americans themselves rank 35 cities in U.S. America on their culture, shopping, restaurants, nightlife, and more. When it comes to rudeness, well, here's your some of them. Number 20th rudest cities, Anchorage. 19th is Houston.
Really?
Interesting. 17th is Santa Fe. 15th is Chicago. They like you in Santa Fe if you've got money. If you don't have money, you're not willing to buy a scarf for $1,500. They don't want to talk to you. 15 is Chicago, which I thought it's a clean city. Good old Midwest America. Number 10 is Dallas-Fort Worth. Here's your five. Number 5 is Washington. Number 4 is Miami. Number 3 is Philadelphia. Number 2 is New York City. Number 1 is Los Angeles. New York City scored the highest as far as diversity and ethnic food and big-name restaurants. It also ranked near the bottom in affordable hotels, no kidding, and said it's one of the dirtiest cities out there. But the least friendly city right now is Los Angeles. Well, they're in cars. I can't imagine they interact all that much.
That's true.
I mean, how can you do that? Just Wave? Oh, he's not waving. Wait a minute.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, if you're a book, music, or movie lover, the looking just got a whole lot easier for you folks from College Station now that Half Price Books has moved to its new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart, just 5 minutes away from my Swayze Hacienda. Yep, at the new location, you'll find more of their ever-changing selection of new, used, and collectible books, movies, CDs, fantastic old vinyl, a bigger kids section, and almost everything still half price or less. Oh, and add in that they pay cash for the stuff that you finished. So let's celebrate. Thursday the 20th through Sunday, the first 100 folks through the door get a free tote bag with a $5 gift card inside. And there's a surprise $100 gift card in one of them. Heck, I'll be there every day. Don't miss it. Thursday through Sunday, the great opening of Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. Find out more at hpb.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 724, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Rarely does the name of a business explain it as well as Amish Furniture for Generations. Pretty simple. You know, when Kent first started Amish Furniture for Generations store here, the furniture was hand-bench built by Amish craftsmen, and that's still true. But what Amish furniture means now has expanded so tremendously over the years because of the popularity and the value of it. Because it is furniture that's built the way that you want it built to be yours now and handed down to the next generation, it's become so popular that they have started doing different things with that furniture. First, all they had was maybe the bentwood rocker or the hardwood furniture. Well, now cushioned. The gliders, which was one of the first things that Kent brought in, still there, still one of the most popular pieces. If you haven't sat in a glider at Amish Furniture for Generations, stop in and try that. And I believe you're going to be hooked on that. One of the things that we've talked about as time has gone on also is entertainment cabinets, the cabinetry to hold your entertainment unit, whether it's the television or more than that. And again, handcrafted solid wood furniture. You choose the wood. You choose the finish. Of course, there's bedroom furniture, office furniture, children's furniture, indoor and outdoor furniture. But the array of furniture now in Amish Furniture for Generations more than it has ever been before, and it's growing every day. So why don't you stop in and see them next to Tuesday morning there on 29th Street. It's Amish Furniture for Generations. Hey, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Got a 50-50 chance of showers. Some showers moved through here last night for some of us. There was some water on the streets this morning. So anyway, 50-50 chance of showers today and tonight. High today about 53. Low tonight around 40. And then tomorrow about the same temps. A little bit cooler at night. Nearing freezing, but probably won't freeze. And chance of showers will hang in there at 20%. Then we've got sunshine for the balance of the week. Gets a little bit warmer. We'll be up to around 60 or 62 or so. So it should be pretty pleasant for the highs and lows each night. It'll probably be in the mid-30s. Humidity right now is 71%. Winds are from the north at 8. We've got a chill factor of 38, and temperature's 42 degrees.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In a recent speech, Bob King, the president of United Auto Workers, delivered a terse warning to his union members. He said if the union isn't able to unionize foreign-owned auto plants in America, their future is in doubt. If we don't organize these transnationals, I don't think there's a long-term future for the UAW, he said. The problem for the UAW is that Japanese, South Korean, and German automakers outsmarted them. They built most of their manufacturing plants in southern states resistant to union organizing with fewer union bought and paid for politicians. To boot, they pay their employees wages that are comparable to union wages, giving workers no incentive to turn to unions. All that leaves the UAW in desperate shape. With membership declining, Bob King says that to have more bargaining clout, the UAW has to represent a larger share of workers. So they're going to try and mobilize 1 million of their active and retired members to picket up to 400 dealerships of foreign-owned car companies. If that doesn't work, they have other tactics. Remember, these are union guys. So You non-union auto workers, foreign-owned car companies and dealerships are now in the UAW crosshairs, so to speak. A word to the wise, look at the great record unions have with American car companies if you want the same future. Bankruptcy, begging for bailouts. Listen to these union guys or remain profitable. The choice is still yours, but for how long? Who knows?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective, all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberenTrial.com. That's AmberenTrial.com. Or call 1-800-832-0888. That's 1-800-832-0888. 1-800-832-0888.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555. Or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 42 degrees right now at the studios. 50% chance of showers in our forecast today with a high in the mid-50s. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Friday's all-day meeting of the College Station City Council included naming an interim city manager. Taking over as interim when Glenn Brown retires at the end of this month is Assistant City Manager David Neely. Neely, who's been with College Station since 2001, currently supervises capital projects, parks and recreation, water services, and public works. Council also voted 6-1 on a staff request to hire an architect to design new office space. City Manager Glenn Brown says there's $4 million from a bond issue 8 years ago reserved to pay for the project.
And, you know, what staff is proposing to council today is really adjacent to our municipal court building on Krennic Tap Road, to build a new probably anywhere from 1 to 3-story building to first council chambers, new public communications facility, you know, for Jay Sokol's, he and his staff, and then some administrative offices on the second floor and possibly with an empty shell for future expansion on the third floor.
Brown says other departments now at City Hall would remain and take over space left behind if and when council chambers and city communications moves. Today is the first day of increased penalties when College Station police respond to false alarms. Officer Rhonda Seaton also reminds business and homeowners to register their alarm systems to avoid additional fines.
If you've ever been in a neighborhood and had your neighbor's alarm going off all night long, you can recognize the need for being able to get a hold of somebody who knows how to get into your house and turn it off. I know many times I had responded to false alarms and the neighbors were about ready to take their neighbor's house apart because they'd been hearing that alarm go off continually all night long and not able to get into the house to turn it off, and it's disturbing the whole neighborhood.
Seaton says 99% of the time alarm calls in College Station turn out to be false. As of today, College Station starts charging on the fourth false alarm within a 12-month period. A former Bryan man found guilty of soliciting online sex from someone he thought was an underage girl has avoided prison time. The Brazos County jury that convicted 37-year-old Christopher Kazmierski of Tyler sentenced him Friday to 10 years probation. Kazmierski was arrested in May 2008 after going online to set up the contact with a Bryan police officer who was impersonating a 13-year-old girl. Anti-toll groups say they have an idea on how to fund highway construction and repair without raising the gas tax and without building toll roads.
TxDOT says it will completely run out of money to build new roads by next year, and several officials are pushing toll roads as the only solution. But Terry Hall of Texas Turf says the sales tax we pay when we buy cars should be redesignated.
Just about every Texan I talk to says that that should be going to roads, and it's not. It's going to fund general government.
She says that would be $2 to $3 billion per year, far more than what could be raised even by doubling the state gasoline tax. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
The Houston hospital treating Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords says her condition is improving daily, although doctors are giving no updates on the buildup of brain fluid that has kept the Arizona congresswoman in intensive care. A hospital statement released Sunday says Giffords will continue to receive therapy in ICU until her physicians determine she's ready to transfer to a nearby center for a full rehab program. Fluid buildup is a common problem associated with head injuries like the one Giffords received when she was shot earlier this month. And the George Bush Library and Museum marked a major milestone on Friday, welcoming its 2 millionth visitor. The honor went to Gerald Hill of Duncanville, who was greeted at the door by former First Lady Barbara Bush.
I used to go here.
Did you?
Uh-huh, 55.
Just the other day?
No. Well, seems that way in 1955.
Well,
yeah.
I was a class of 47, so
oh.
You're a baby.
Hill and his wife, Bobby, had no idea they would make history. It was their first visit to the library since a major remodeling effort in 2007. But Hill says it's a stop he enjoys making.
Oh, I think this is just a history, you know, of all the important things that went on when he was president. And just, to, you know, the artifacts and the things that you'd see during that time. And just amazing, priceless.
For being the Bush Library's 2 millionth visitors, Hill and his wife received prize baskets from the library and Texas A&M, an autographed commemorative from President and Mrs. Bush, and a guided tour. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 42 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you just receive your property tax bill, and did it frustrate you that the bill went up in a down market? You don't have control over this year's bill, but you do have some control over next year. I am Brian Steven, local owner of Paramount Property Analyst, specializing in appealing property taxes in Brazos County and surrounding areas, saving more than $880,000 in taxes for my clients in 2009. When it comes to reducing your property taxes, whether it's commercial or residential, with my 25 years of experience, I will deliver the local expertise you need and deserve. Call me at 485-8537 or Google Paramount Property.
I chose the Molly Mae lifestyle. Five reasons why I'm glad I did. Number five, I have more time. Instead of cleaning, I have more time to do what I want to do. Number four, Molly Mae cleans my home the way I want. People notice. They comment on how fresh and clean my home is. Number three, no contracts, and they guarantee their work. Number two, the reputation. Molly Mae has been taking care of Americans' homes for more than 30 years. And number one, for a cleaning plan designed around your home and lifestyle, call Molly Mae today at 693-7700 or visit us on the web at mollymae.com.
AAMCO. Visit Aggie-owned and operated AMCO on Brentwood Drive across from Gold's Gym. If there is any question about your transmission or any other problems with your vehicle, let the guys with 75 years combined experience at AMCO check it out. AMCO now offers complete car care like air conditioning, brakes, tune-ups, and diagnostic checks. See AMCO on Brentwood or call 695 AMCO. AMCO Transmissions. AAMCO. 695-2262.
It's 7:37, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United. Need a new roof? United's Residential Roofing is your shingle, tile, and metal roof specialist. You don't have to call an 800 number for United. They are local. Call 846-ROOF or visit homeroofingpros.com. Here's the weather.
Quite a bit of cloudiness across the area for today. There's the potential for a shower or two. Temperatures up to about 50 to 55. Sad thing is high pressure's off to the north. If it could push a little further south, it could help clear us out. I think that happens by later tonight or tomorrow. We'll see clouds tonight, lows 40 to 45. Some sunshine moves in tomorrow, 50 to 55. Clear skies tomorrow night, 30 to 35. Sunshine Wednesday, highs will be 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Never looked at the weather as a sad thing, really, before.
Well, that's what I mean. We had the sad forecast and we had the aggressive forecast.
Yeah, I mean, there's things you get sad about, but, you know, weather's weather.
Yeah.
Thank God it's there.
Yeah,
right?
I'm quite
thankful for all kinds of. Anyway, coming up in Bravo Brazos Valley, it's Monday. That means that Fran Lamb does the work for me with Heritage Highlights. That'll be coming up about the end of the next hour. That's brought to you by Meese and Associates.
About the end of the next hour?
No, about the bottom half of the next hour is what he meant to say. Okay. Not the end of
the
next hour.
Didn't know he changed the clock on the
end of the next hour would be the end of the show.
It would. Yeah, it'd be pretty much.
I meant the bottom of the.
If y'all want to come here to see.
Even early, if that's the case.
Yeah, the bottom of the next
come
hour.
Here to the studio. Tom will play it for you.
That's right.
You can sit around and have a breakout group after that.
Yeah, we'll put speakers on the balcony.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be fun. Uh-huh. Kind of on a personal note, my first coach died over the weekend. His name is Lawrence Holacek.
And, a nice man.
He really was. Golly. 74 years old. And I probably never played harder in sports in my life than I did for this guy. And he was always great to see him, always upbeat. And
I've only known him for the past, 10, 12 years or so, in his retirement time, I guess you were. And just the kindest man, always had a smile on his face and had something to say to you.
Except for that time he gave me a zero in PE class.
Oh, well, he was discerning, too.
He gave me a zero.
Did he ever utter the phrase, come on, DeLucia, get those stubby little legs working?
That's right.
I don't know if he said stubby,
did. Climb the rope, hit the beam.
We're taking the gym has been torn down a long time ago, and it was he said, DeLucia, get your paper down here. Put a zero on it and handed it back to me. He thought I was cheating off of a guy.
Yeah.
That guy ended up, he's like an assistant provost at A&M or something.
Well, smart person to cheat off of.
Yeah, way to go, Scott.
Who takes a test in PE? What's a written exam in PE?
I don't know. It's like a health exam or something.
Well, who cheats on a test in PE? I mean,
And he also let me pass PE when I couldn't climb the rope, so that was fun. It's a long way, coach. Anyway.
Nice. Nowadays, you could claim a handicap.
That's it. I could. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah, but anyway.
Excuse 33 me. Years he taught, I
don't know. I
read
just,
in the newspaper.
Knew him a long, long time. He's a good man. Yes. Most little kids aged 3 to 5 know how to use a computer mouse, according to a global survey of 1,000 mothers. Now, what is most? Because I guarantee you, there are continents where no 3 and 5 year old, excuse me, countries where no 3 to 5 year olds know anything about a computer mouse. But I guess there's a lot of people in civilized countries who know how to do that. It's a study that says that children who write by hand learn more than those who use a computer keyboard. Tom, you probably saw the show on the piece on that on the news yesterday morning on that show that we watched.
Right.
About how kids don't know how to write anymore.
I know.
I mean, it's really...
What's cursive, right?
What was interesting, what he say is the high point of it is like fourth grade.
Yeah.
We're best in fourth grade when it comes to writing, and from then on it probably goes downhill. Also mentioned that Abraham Lincoln never learned to write anyway but cursive.
Huh.
Yeah. Think about...
Huh, how about that?
Yeah. Think about how many times you actually pick up a writing instrument and write something down other than a list. Other than a list, how often do you actually pick up a pen or a pencil?
I write a line.
Do you?
Well, I do too in this job because, like the sports scripts, a little inside baseball here, but, I'll type the scripts, but if there's something last second that I need to add or something like that, I'm looking at it right now.
And
I'm
the thing that is,
scribble it on the
thing
script,
that's perfect about Tom's writing is nobody else can read it.
Right.
So it's perfect for
like
him.
Like a doctor. Yeah.
And as far as my scripts, mine are all electronic. So,
what do you write? Yeah, what do
you write? He writes on the screen. You see,
yeah, exactly. That's why I go through 9 screens a week.
And that liquid paper is
horrible. Yeah. No, I write, if I'm taking notes on a story, I mean, obviously I'm doing that.
Sure.
But, or if I'm taking notes from a phone call or just in from a ministerial work, I'll take notes and just jot stuff down all the time, just random thoughts that come to mind and study notes and things like that.
Yeah, and obviously I'm not in the world at all anymore, but what do students do? I mean, in lectures, what are they doing? Are they writing that down? Are they capturing that electronically? How are they doing that?
Well, that's another reason that journal keeping is beneficial, besides just the obvious benefits of keeping a journal, just to know yourself and your own history, but, it teaches you to write.
Now, see, there I think you're talking a minuscule number of people.
Yeah,
I may be wrong.
You're probably
not as
right.
many as Tom would like to think, but probably more than you think.
Yeah, could be.
Probably right.
And I guess really what we're also talking about, there's a difference between writing for yourself and writing to communicate to someone else, because then you might not,
I don't know, Tom's handwriting is as bad as mine, so, you know, you have to really concentrate if you want to write it to the point where people can read it.
Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, just depending on my mood, because I'm a writing instrument freak, I can't walk into an office supplyatorium and not purchase something. But
really?
Yeah, I really can't. I mean, it's almost a compulsion.
Yeah.
I may need help. I'm not sure.
Tom, next time I take Chase someplace, we're just going to sit in Office Depot in the parking lot and just wait.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's on his way out without anything. He buys a thumb drive. Right?
Tom, the next time Scott takes me somewhere will be the first time Scott takes me somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to make that perfectly clear.
Exactly.
Unless he does, please
invite me.
Unless there's any question. Okay. Yeah. The next ride Scott gives me will be the first ride.
Yeah.
Anyway. I just want to lay that out there for everybody.
But anyway, your weakness in the office supply world.
Well, but so every once in a while, I'll go back and I'll use pencils.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just cause. Huh? Just cause. I keep pencils in my desk. There are pencils, and I'm talking mechanical and otherwise, regular wooden pencils that need to be sharpened. They're in my desk right now.
Hello?
Yeah, two things. One, Coach Holchek definitely spanned a lot of generations. I went to school with Tom's oldest, and he was one of the best coaches for fifth grade there.
He was great.
And then second, the students, they still use pen and paper.
Cool.
I've got about 300 of them, and they I've got one who uses an iPhone to take pictures of the PowerPoints, but other than that.
Wow, very good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, that kind of touches us with what's going on in the world right now.
I can say this. I mean, if from a lecture standpoint, because I've done lectures in person, and I've done lectures DVD-based lectures. And for the DVD-based lectures, I will take notes because you're already on a computer right there. But you can also pause those and back them up and things like that. Whereas if you're in person, pen and paper works much better.
Well, I didn't know you were bonkers for writing instruments. I'll remember that because
I love pens.
Okay, because Jackie's got a rep from a company called Dallas Pen. I mean, that's what they're called. And every year when he comes in, he brings the newest, neatest stuff. Yeah.
Oh, so you're
like
a medical guy? Yeah. They're free samples?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's kind of fun.
All the letter openers you can stand.
Well, no. I mean, you know,
with tamoxifil or whatever it is on there.
You know, one of the newest things.
Ask your doctor about flunixetine.
I got a story about that later today too. One of the neat things that he brought in last year was
no, Mr. Turbyville, I don't think you need that. You're not an incontinent old lady, so.
Oh, well, I'm not an old lady.
Based on the steam pouring out of your ears, your man is rather forgetful. Let's listen in.
I blew it, honey. I forgot I offered our house for the big game tonight. Kickoff's in an hour. Everyone's on their way and we've got nothing. Quick, turn off the lights and don't answer the door.
Sounds like the big guy needs a pep talk. Leave the lights on so he can take notes. Specs has over 300 different brands of beer, dozens of meat-laden party trays, sweets, salsas, chips, and even flatware. Yes, it is impressive.
Hello, Angel. Speaking of heaven, I just left Specs where I got everything I'll need for the football party I so thoroughly planned for. I even saved enough to book that Mediterranean cruise you've always wanted.
How wonderfully excessive. Luckily, Specs makes it so easy to relax, you might actually enjoy his company. You're welcome. Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
In an interview with Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes, a dad named Marshall Mathers said something that surprised me. He does not use profanity in his home. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Why was I amazed? Well, because Mathers is a rap artist known for his raunchy lyrics. You might be familiar with his stage name, Eminem. When asked if he feels responsible when kids mimic his bad language, Eminem said, "I feel like it's your job to parent them. If you're the parent, be the parent." While he defends the swearing in his lyrics, he told Cooper there's no profanity in his house. I can't agree that offensive music is harmless, but I'll give him this. we need to be the parents by setting a standard for acceptable language in our homes. Even so, despite our best efforts, our kids are going to hear bad words at some point. So how should we react when our 6-year-old uses profanity for the first time? First, don't fly off the handle. Your child may not even know what the word means. Certainly explain what they said was offensive and isn't okay in your home, or anywhere else for that matter. Then consider defining the word and tell them that there are better ways to communicate it. Finally, let your child know that using bad language disrespects and hurts others. Encourage them to use words that honor and build up those around them. Let's be the parents who raise our kids to speak with civility. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 15-year fixed mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.49%. With a rate this low, you can afford to pay off your mortgage in half the time. And you'll be glad to know, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN or visit us online at QuickenLoans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit JDPower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
This message is for the dogs in the car, for the schnauzers, the huskies, the labradoodles, the pugs. I have good news. CSX trains take 1 million tons of freight off the highways each day, relieving traffic congestion and opening up the roads. So stick your heads out those windows, hang out your fat tongues, and ride the wind, doggies. Ride the wind. CSX, how tomorrow moves. To find out more, go to CSX.com.
If you have a parent, grandparent, or friend that needs help maintaining their independence as they grow older, Home Instead Senior Care is here for you and your family. I'm David Guest, owner of Home Instead in Bryan College Station. Whether it's cooking, grocery shopping, laundry and light housekeeping, or a ride to and from the doctor, our caregivers are dedicated to helping seniors live happy, healthy, and independent lives in their own homes. Call 268-6880 today and find out why at Home Instead, to us, it's personal.
One more time, good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. It is 7:50, and the sports is brought to you by Awards and More. Well, a packed house at Reed Arena watched the Aggies beat its fourth-ranked opponent of the year on Saturday as they held down Kansas State 64-56 to go to 4-1 in the league. And right now, the Aggies are in second place behind Texas. Coach Mark Turgeon, he bragged on the subs in the game, said he really brought them through.
Really proud of our bench, the Najee's big shots. Keith Davis gave us good minutes in the first half. Courtney was really good. And then, you know, before Ray got hurt, I thought Ray was really playing well. So I thought our bench was really good today and had a big impact on the game.
Yeah, Najee Hibbert hit a couple of big threes. Here's B.J. Holmes.
You know, Najee has been practicing really hard. And, you know, his confidence gets down a little bit. But a couple practices, he's been knocking down shots. And today, I think Dash was able to find him, and he hit two big threes for us, you know, and that put us up 7. So, you know, that was a real big changing point in the game, and, you know, Najee played pretty good.
Aggies have no game in the midweek, so they'll get to rest a little. They'll play at Nebraska Saturday at 1 o'clock, and then a week from tonight, Big Monday, they'll host the Longhorns. Of course, the big game in the Big 12 saw Texas stop Kansas' 69-game home winning streak with a come-from-behind 74-63 win at Lawrence. OU beat Colorado. It was Baylor beating Oklahoma State. Texas Tech beat Nebraska, and Missouri beat Iowa State. The Aggie women continue to survive their toughest stretch of games of the season as they went to Iowa State and won in Ames for the first time ever. Once again, the Aggies were forced to turn up the heat in the second half of the game as they opened up the half with a 13-4 run to take a 12-point lead, and they got a final win of 60-51. The Aggies were once again led by Danielle Adams. She had 25 points. Sydney Carter had 13. The fifth-ranked Aggies have won 11 straight now since their loss to Duke on December the 6th. Next up, at 13th-ranked Oklahoma Wednesday night, and then Sunday at home against top-ranked Baylor. Well, Super Bowl will be a battle of teams who have been there before. Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers. They both won their conference titles yesterday. The Steelers are going to their 8th Super Bowl and their 3rd in the last 6 years after hanging on to beat the Jets 24-19. Pittsburgh went up 24-0. Then the Jets scored the next 19 points, but they hung on. A third down pass from Ben Roethlisberger to Antonio Brown with a minute 21 left gave the Steelers a first down and denied the Jets a last possession. Here's Roethlisberger and Coach Mike Tomlin.
Shoot, anytime you can get to the Super Bowl feels good. I don't care what you're going through, what's going on, but we as a team put a lot of stuff behind us early and found a way to get it done. We weren't always the prettiest team, but we had guys step up and fill in for guys in critical times of games and in the season. Some young guys step up and make some plays that you don't normally see. And so I'm just really proud of that group of guys over there.
Awesome effort by a lot of people in there from start to finish. Made the necessary plays to get the job done. I'm just so excited and happy for those guys. We moved one step closer, of course, to our goal. And we tip our hat to those guys. Man, that team that we played today is a very competitive and very good one, very well-coached football team.
In Chicago, the Green Bay Packers earn a chance for their fourth Super Bowl win, but their first since 1997. They beat the Bears 21-14 in the meeting between the two rivals of the Black and Blue division. Chicago quarterback Jay Cutler went out with a knee injury in the third quarter. Third stringer Caleb Haney was making some progress for the Bears until he threw a ball right to Green Bay lineman B.J. Raji, who lumbered, and I mean lumbered in from 18 yards out for a pick six, and that pretty much shut the door. Aaron Rodgers threw for 244 yards in the game. Rodgers gets the team to the Super Bowl after just 3 years from taking over for Brett Favre.
It's about wins. We've gone on the road and won three tough games against three great opponents. Road Warriors, it's an incredible feeling. I mean, to be able to, you know, get Donald Driver to a Super Bowl, Charles Woodson, some of these older guys, is incredible.
Packers are an early 2.5-point favorite for the game at Cowboys Stadium, which will be February the 6th. And French Open finalist Robin Soderling is out of the Australian Open following the biggest upset to date in the year's first major. Alexander Dolgopolov stopped Soderling's 8-match winning streak. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. At 7:54, I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs T-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect T-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
I don't know, it's probably been 10 years I've been talking about Classic Collision and Restoration. The reason is because Doug was suggested to me because we had a classic car and wanted to get some work done on it. And Doug does work on classic cars, and there aren't many people who do that, and certainly not in this area. But the other thing is that Doug takes care of regular insurance work for you. Now, they've been in business for 12 years, and probably most of the guys who work for Doug have been doing it for longer than that. But they work with all the insurance companies, and they'll take care of all the dealings, because you know that can be a hassle sometimes. They'll help you rent a car. Classic can do that for you. They'll get you back home if you need a ride. And they can also take care of towing, so they can get the vehicle to Classic if that has to be done. They do show quality paint jobs if that's what you're looking for, and they'll be more than happy to show you that. But also, if it's something as simple as you need some rust taken care of, the removal of rust and repairing that, they'll do other minor mechanical work if we're talking about an older car. But the other thing that I want you to know is that in Texas, you have the right to have your car fixed wherever you want. And an insurance company says, well, you know, if you go to our provider, then our preferred shop, then we'll give you a guarantee. Well, Doug guarantees his stuff for as long as you own the car. That's the kind of work that they do at Classic. Now, you can follow them on Facebook if you want to do that, or you can go to AggieBodyShop.com, AggieBodyShop.com. Classic Collision and Restoration, they do classics, but they also take care of any other needs that you have for your car as far as body work's concerned.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, if you're a book, music, or movie lover, the looking just got a whole lot easier for you folks from College Station now that Half Price Books has moved to its new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart, just 5 minutes away from my Swayze Hacienda. Yep, at the new location, you'll find more of their ever-changing selection of new, used, and collectible books, movies, CDs, fantastic old vinyl, a bigger kids section, and almost
everything still half price or less. Oh, and add in that they pay cash for the stuff that you finished. So let's celebrate. Thursday the 20th through Sunday, the first 100 folks through the door get a free tote bag with a $5 gift card inside. And there's a surprise $100 gift card in one of them. Heck, I'll be there every day. Don't miss it. Thursday through Sunday, the great opening of Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. Find out more at hpb.com.
For a modern driving experience, take advantage of incredible savings on all remaining 2010 Cadillac CTS models at Sterling Auto Group. Right now, get the 2010 Cadillac CTS for a dynamic $7,500 off. Featuring superior handling, power, and fuel efficiency, the award-winning 2010 Cadillac CTS won't be on our lot for long. Hurry in today on Highway 6 between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tom. Hey, Tom. Tom, this is...
I'm here.
You're geared at you rather mm-hmm. than Chase.
Oh. Do I need to go away?
Okay. No, you can stay, but you it's just the idea. The room. No.
Must be something to hold.
Yeah. Every shopper knows that frustration stumbling out of the mall after a marathon shopping session only to try to recall what level, what row, what exact space.
Yeah.
And
I've been there.
But what if that moment of recall never comes?
Oh,
Sometimes
I thought I was going to go there, yeah.
An 80-year-old British man couldn't find his silver Honda in a parking garage after a trip to the pharmacy in 2008.
Still looking, huh?
Man eventually called off the search and got a ride home. His kids went back to look for the car.
Car's not there anymore.
Well, you got a silver Honda, you know?
Yeah. Go in the middle of the night. You go in the middle of the night, it might be the only car there. You know?
It's like getting one of those sand-colored GM cars. Everybody's got one of those, too. His children went back to look. They were unable to track it down. Dumb kids.
Maybe they're not very smart.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Fast forward to this past Christmas season, when an attendant at the garage noticed the car was unusually dirty and alerted police. They were able to match the car to the owner and reunite him. The Honda had clocked in $13.60, 2.5 years, 14,004.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Hemorrhaging money, the U.S. Postal Service may be about to take drastic measures, closing perhaps thousands of post offices. Fox Radio's Jessica Stone, live in Washington.
At least as many as 2,000 post offices on the chopping block across America beginning in March. That's on top of 491 the Postal Service began closing at the end of 2010. The U.S. Postal Service lost $8.5 billion last year as people replaced letters with emails and text messages. Another 16,000 post offices are under review because they operate at a deficit. But in order to close them, Lisa, Congress has to change the law. Profitability, not one of the allowable reasons to shut post offices. Office doors.
Thanks, Jessica. An entire community ordered to evacuate in Ohio. They're clearing out Fairport Harbor along Lake Erie because of a series of fires believed to have been caused by natural gas pressure problems. What could drive someone to pull out a gun and start shooting in a police station? They're trying to figure that out in Detroit. Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper with this live.
Lisa, described as a scene of chaos and pandemonium, a man walks into Detroit's 6th Precinct and shoots 4 officers. All are expected to recover. Officers returned fire, killing the gunman, whose identity has not been released. One neighbor says,
"This is just too much. Too much. These people just need to have respect for these officers. I'm just praying for them and their families."
No bulletproof glass in the lobby of the 6th Precinct. Security at all Detroit police stations is being reassessed. Lisa?
Thanks, Jennifer. Another shooting rampage in a Walmart parking lot in Washington State. The gunman wounding 2 sheriff's deputies before he and a woman believed to have been with him were killed. He opened the first modern-day fitness club back in 1936.
Juicing is the easy way to help save your life.
Went on to sell products like the juicer. Fitness guru Jack LaLanne has died. He was 96, had respiratory failure. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We live in a rapidly evolving information age, one where a LifeLock membership is increasingly essential. Since last September, LifeLock has sent more than 320,000 advanced LifeLock identity alerts to help protect LifeLock members. They do this to help protect from identity theft before it happens rather than after the fact, like many credit monitoring services do. It's LifeLock's advanced identity alert system that provides the notification once a threat is identified. If somebody tries to open a credit card or mortgage loan or a mobile phone account in your name, when LifeLock detects the application within their extensive network, they alert you. And if you tell them it's fraudulent, they take action to help quash the threat. Now, don't wait to become a victim of identity theft. Make certain LifeLock is at your side 24/7.
Call LifeLock at 1-800-440-4926 and mention promo code RADIO10 to save 10% off your LifeLock membership. That's 1-800-440-4926 or LifeLock.com.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have never had anyone tell me that buying insurance is fun. I have had people tell me that the two things that they dread the most are buying insurance and going to the dentist. The folks at W.E. Gibson Insurance realize this, and we do everything we can to take the pain out of the insurance buying process. When you call or come by our office, you will always be greeted with a friendly smile. Not only are W.E. Gibson's employees friendly, we are very knowledgeable. Our staff has over 125 years of combined insurance experience. We will answer your questions, and we will shop your policies with many different companies to make sure that you're getting the best coverage at the lowest possible premium. If you're already one of our thousands of customers, I want to thank you. If you're not, why don't you give us an opportunity to show you why so many of your friends and neighbors use W.E. Gibson for their insurance needs. Look us up in the Yellow Pages. I don't promise that buying insurance will be fun, but at W.E. Gibson Insurance, it will probably be better than going to the dentist.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes safety experts will install pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Just Brakes machines rotors and drums, packs bearings, and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
If you could choose the perfect person to help you care for your parents or grandparents, you'd want someone dependable, trustworthy, and above all, passionate about helping seniors maintain their dignity and independence as they grow old. I'm David Guest, president of Homestead Senior Care. Many of our caregivers have provided over 20,000 hours of individual service to seniors right here in the Brazos Valley, and each one undergoes extensive training and a thorough background check, ensuring your friends and loved ones are always in good hands. Call 268-6880 today and learn why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
WTAW News Time is 8:05, 42 degrees right now at the studios, 54 for a high today, and a 50% chance of showers in the forecast. We'll tell you more about that after this look at news. Brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. While advertised as an all-day retreat, College Station City Council did vote on several items on Friday. Among the decisions was a 4-3 vote, keeping alive a public-private partnership that involves building a housing and retail development on 6 acres of land bought by the city on Holloman Drive east of Texas Avenue. John Crompton, Dennis Maloney, Dave Rusink, and Katie Marie Lyles all voted to direct staff to collect more information. On a 6-1 vote, council proceeded with gathering more cost information on building new space for city offices next to Municipal Court on Krennic-Tapp Road. City Manager Glenn Brown says the city has more than $4 million from a bond issue 8 years ago for new administrative offices and council chambers.
Council chambers that we're using were actually constructed in 1979, almost 32 years ago, when the city was a population of about 36,000. You know, we've almost, we're more than doubled, getting close to tripling that population. The council chambers have served us well. They're just deficient now. They're too small. They're size-wise, they're deficient. Electronic capability and, you know, technology-wise, they're very deficient.
With Janet McMillan voting no, council majority did approve staff's request to hire an architect for the project. City Hall functions will continue on Texas Avenue. The council also appointed an interim city manager. David Neely has been an assistant city manager for 10 years, supervising public works, water services, parks and recreation, and capital projects. Neely takes over February 1st for Glenn Brown, who is retiring. College Station home and business owners with an alarm system are reminded that today is the first day of increased penalties. Officer Rhonda Seaton says police respond to
false alarms 99% of the time on alarm calls.
Isn't that amazing? I was pretty flabbergasted whenever I got that percentage. You know, that's a crazy amount of alarms. What we have to, as officers, we've got to keep in our head, because you tend to get complacent. You know, you get sent to an alarm call, and you've got to literally make yourself think, okay, this could be the one that's real.
Police are also taking the opportunity to remind anyone with an alarm to make sure they're registered. Alarm registration is available by calling College Station Police at 764-3600. Prosecutors sought prison, but the jury decided on probation for a former Bryan resident convicted of online sexual solicitation. Brazos County jurors sentenced 37-year-old Christopher Kazmierski to 10 years probation. Kazmierski, now living in Tyler, was arrested in May of 2008 following computer contact with a Bryan police officer impersonating a 13-year-old girl. The state Senate takes up a controversial voter ID bill right off the bat. Robert Wood has more on that from Austin.
The Senate will act as a committee of the whole today and is expected to give initial approval to a bill that would require you show ID when you go vote. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says this is supported by people from all backgrounds.
Interestingly, it's not just a Republican initiative.
But State Senator Mario Gallegos doesn't support it. He says there are far more important issues that should get this emergency treatment.
You're not tending to the business of Texans.
In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A truck driver's being resentenced in Texas for his role in the country's deadliest human smuggling attempt, which resulted in the deaths of 19 illegal immigrants. Tyrone Williams is set to appear in Houston federal court today after an appeals court last year overturned the multiple life sentences he received for the deadly May 2003 smuggling attempt inside a sweltering tractor trailer. The 39-year-old Williams had faced possible death sentences on 19 counts of transporting illegal immigrants, but a jury in 2007 sentenced him to life in prison without parole. However, the appeals court said Williams' case was not death penalty eligible, and he should have been sentenced by a judge.
Welcome.
Well, thank you.
You're from
Duncanville, Texas.
That's the voice of Bush Library Director Warren Finch welcoming the library's 2 millionth visitor, Gerald Hill, and his wife, Bobby of Duncanville. The Hills were making their first visit to the Bush Library and Museum on Friday since a major remodeling project in 2007. Bobby Hill recalls what she told her husband as they approached the doors.
I can't believe that we're going to meet the First Lady, the former First Lady of the United States. It's wonderful.
Former First Lady Barbara Bush was on hand to greet the Hills. The George Bush Library and Museum opened in 1997. WTAW News time is 8:10, 42 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mr. Electric. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Knowledge is power. And at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24-7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and Veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
The New Year sales kickoff is going on right now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on Honda's most popular models. The Accord, Civic, CR-V, Fit, and Insight. Or get 0.9% for up to 36 months on the Honda Pilot. Plus great lease deals like $199 per month on an 11 Accord sedan or $219 per month on an 11 CR-V. Allen Honda has a great selection to choose from. Come in and enjoy a great buying experience during the New Year sales kickoff going on right now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information about businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Lots of cloudiness across the area through the rest of the day. There's the potential for some showers. Temperatures are going to be somewhere in the low to mid-50s this afternoon. We'll have clouds tonight, and these showers will end. Lows overnight in the lower 40s. Clouds give way to partial clearing tomorrow. High temperatures in the low to mid-50s. It's clear tomorrow night. Lows will drop down into the lower 30s. During the day on Wednesday, we're partly to mostly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so we did the story about the guy who lost his car, right, in 2008.
Yeah, right.
Parents, I mean, his kids couldn't find it, and it took the security guy to find it. Well, now to help absent-minded shoppers search for lost automobiles, Santa Monica Police Shopping Center in, Santa Monica Place Shopping Center in California has installed the nation's first camera-based Find Your Car system. If you lose your car, you visit an ATM-like device, enter your plate number, it tells you where you parked.
Ah.
That means it's watching your car. It's probably good.
Yeah.
If it's a place in Santa Monica, you're paying too much for whatever it is you're buying anyway. I can remember, however, coming back, having to do that. Gosh, I don't know, it took a security guard helping us drive through the parking lot of the airport to find the
Yeah, airports
the
car. Are tough.
Yeah.
In College Station, yeah. You had to drive through?
No, not that.
It was at another airport.
Yeah, the Houston airport. I always have to write down not only the floor that I'm on, but the approximate area of that floor.
Yeah, it's different anyway. Yeah. So. All right, men, does flat butt syndrome bother you?
Every day.
On me or other people?
All right. Anyway, so here's some uplifting news for you now.
Ah, I heard what you said.
Get up off your duff and don a pair of padded underpants. The padded underpants spotlight are manufactured by a Canadian company called Bottoms Up, which operates under the motto "Building a Better Bottom."
Huh.
The company offers all kinds of shape-enhancing undergarments for men and women, but places a special emphasis on the male derriere. The underwear has built-in pockets in the butt area designed to hold special bottoms-up butt pads, which, of course, come in three sizes.
Of course they do.
That would be... And what would you call these, guys, if you wanted to come up with a catchy name?
They get Wharton Badonkadonk in there somewhere.
I don't know.
Bootylicious.
Tush behind.
When I say the first one, you'll be able to get the other three.
Uh-huh.
The first one is called quarterback. Followed by halfback.
And then fullback.
Fullback.
Yeah.
Will's here from the Bush Museum saying, why am I here?
Why did I switch days?
Why am I having to follow this? Yeah. What is the purpose of all this? How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. You never know what you're going to follow here. This one makes
you
it so much
never
fun.
Know.
Hey, it was a big day at the library, huh?
It was. We had a couple of big days out there last week, but the 2 millionth visitor stopped by. So, we celebrated since opening in November 6th, 1997. That's now 2 million. So we do appreciate all the other 1 million plus that came out there. And, we hope that people still continue to support us and come out to all of our different programs.
Well, that's it. And there are. There's so many different programs. And as we mentioned in the news story, it's been refurbished. I mean, there have been lots of internal changes there. And so it's a new look. So even if you live here and you haven't been regularly, you really should, because there's some fascinating stuff there.
Absolutely. Just about 3 years ago or so, when it underwent about an $8 million renovation, it had a whole bunch of interactive displays throughout the permanent exhibits. And then, of course, we have the temporary exhibit that changes every 6 to 9 months.
Well, that, and, I remember when you went to the wine thing, which is now, a year ago, I guess, really kind of off the charts of what presidential libraries do, and that in a way, is kind of neat to have some cutting-edge things there, too.
I'm sure it is.
What else you got coming up in the near future?
Well, in the near future, connected with our current temporary exhibit, the Heart Truth Red Dress Collection and First Lady's Red Dress Collection, we have, of course, the Red Dress Fashion Show, which is February the 4th. Tickets are still available for that, so...
Do that, okay. And then, of course, there's movies and stuff like that. And if you have folks coming into town, always think about the library. All that information is available on your website, right?
Absolutely, at bushlibrary.tamu.edu. And, of course, find us Facebook and Twitter at Bush Library.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Will. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Visit with the people from the Bush Library Museum on alternate Mondays on WTAW.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Here we are, Miss Jeannie's Child Care.
Aw, I don't want to go in there.
Now, be a big boy. I drive you here every day.
Dad, they don't pay attention to me, and there are too many other kids.
Don't be in the dark about child care. Put yourself in your child's place. Get to know your child's caregiver.
because together you can probably solve your child's concerns. Visit don'tbeinthedark.org, brought to you by the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services.
You know, one thing I like about Suddenlink, besides their great service, the high-speed internet, the digital TV with the DVR and the telephone service, is that they're always trying to save you money. We've talked about the telephone service and talked about the price. Well, now you can lock in the price of $25 per month for 2 years. Lock that in. It won't go up on you. You can feel fine about that. And there's no contract required. Yeah, you heard me. No contract required. Now, we've talked about all the great things of the telephone service, unlimited local and long-distance calling within the United States, plus six of the most popular calling features. And you keep your same telephone number. I've had the phone service for about 3 years now, and I love it. Love being able to talk to anybody that I want at any time, anywhere in the country. Don't ever have to worry about what time of day it is or how long I talk. And I know that the bill's going to be the same every month. And I know that my bills are going to come bundled with my high-speed internet and my advanced digital TV. You get the internet for $22 a month, and you get the digital TV for $26 a month when you bundle. So Suddenlink, thank you for trying to save us money. These days, it's very, very important. Give Suddenlink a call. Let them save you money. 1-800-915-1866. Suddenlink.
818, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I guess you heard about the sports bar owner in Minnesota. Showed his support for the Green Bay Packers against the Bears in a very literal way by roasting a bear. Blake Montpeat, who is the co-owner of the Tiffany Sports Lounge in St. Paul, cooked a 180-pound black bear in a pig roaster over hickory and charcoal on Sunday. His cousin had shot the bear in northern Wisconsin during bear hunting season. That's September and October, for all of us who don't know that. And then he froze it. So he wanted to serve the meat to his customers, but the state health department rejected the plan because the meat was not processed. Instead, customers took photos of the roasted bear, and after the game, the meat went for his cousin's party. It's just you couldn't, you know, give it to, you couldn't sell it to individuals. So, roasted a bear.
Mm.
So, what? Whatever you want to do,
yeah.
That's fine. A college student found $2,000 in a cash box at a Georgia thrift shop. Turned the money in. Manager gave him a $200 reward. That's pretty cool. Student found the money, all in $100 bills, along with the financial records of a Marietta, Georgia couple while examining the box. She said as soon as she saw the cash, she knew she had to return it to the rightful owner. Showed her find to the thrift store's district manager, who took the money to the address on the envelope. The cash box was owned by a couple who had mistakenly donated it to the American Kidney Services, a charitable group working with the thrift shop. Ended up in the box, and the box ended up there. So, good. That ended well.
Worked out right.
All right, parents, here you go. Most kids have their ups and downs in school. There are some simple things parents can do to accentuate the positive. If they've done well on a test or a project, avoid telling them they're smart. According to Carol Dweck, who is the author of a book called Mindset, in a recent study, one group of fifth graders praised for their efforts while the other was praised for their intelligence. The results showed that the kids who were praised for their efforts wound up trying harder and improving their grades by 30%. Those in the group who were told they were smart were actually prone to give up more easily and felt more stress when they didn't do well. Which is interesting, referenced because, you know, we're talking this morning about Coach Holacek. Coaches generally will praise you for your effort. Now, do you, and then you respond that way, because obviously college players get graded out literally, but below that, coaches want kids to use techniques but put a lot of effort into it. So experts say emphasizing effort puts them more in control of the results than pointing to their natural intelligence. So the words we use make
yes.
a lot of difference, huh?
Absolutely.
There you go. It's 821.
I'm Dave Saab. This is the Aggie Report, brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital is an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. Fresh off their fourth consecutive postseason appearance and a preseason number 8 ranking, the Aggie baseball season is just around the corner. Join the rally today and purchase season tickets for the 2011 season. Tickets are on sale now. Just go to tickets.12thmanfoundation.com. Season begins February the 18th. Aggie baseball, this is home! Texas A&M basketball team will not play again until this coming Saturday. No midweek game here at home. We'll be in Lincoln, Nebraska coming up Saturday, 1 o'clock tip time, 12:30 broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. And then a week from tonight, we have that big Monday game against Texas. That game's going to tip off at 8 o'clock. That's a week from tonight. Meanwhile, this coming Sunday, Texas A&M women's team's got a date with Baylor. That's a 12 noon game. That's going to be a classic. Come out and support the women's team against Baylor on Sunday at 12 noon. Hey, we got the Aggie Hour with head coach Mark Turgeon, our final show in the month of January. And then we have four shows, the first, all four Mondays there in February. But our final January show tonight. Come and join us at Wings and More on University Drive from 7 until 8 o'clock. Take questions from the floor. Have a great time on the show. It's broadcast locally by WTAW 1620 AM. Our flagship station, and a typical response by the coach when we ask him about this team, and it's a team that's very unselfish.
No, we're not selfish, and we cheer for each other. You know, they cheer for each other in practice. They get after it in practice, and I've really tried to force them together. I've tried to be, you know, really a bad guy, to be honest with you, and force them together and practice harder and be about them instead of, you know, me trying to be their leader, and they do care about each other, and they cheer for each other, and they know what's right and what's wrong, and they help young guys understand that. And you know, our talent level is really good, but it's our chemistry and our togetherness is what's got us where we are today.
Has it been your experience as a player then a coach that if there is if selfishness starts to pop up, that good leadership will eliminate that from the team?
Well, one, yeah, good leadership helps, but I'm not going to stand for it. So he's either going to be unselfish or not be around. It's that simple. And kids got to grow up. There's kids that are selfish because they're immature, and there's guys that are selfish just because they're flat out selfish. So you got to figure out what the difference is. A lot of times, selfishness is immaturity with our young guys, and you got to ignore some of that and just, you know, bring them along slowly. But as they mature, that selfishness goes away.
Again, the Aggie Hour coming up tonight at 7 o'clock at Wings and More on University Drive. I'm Dave South. That's another Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a 6-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Here we are, Miss Jeannie's Child Care.
Aw, I don't want to go in there.
Now, be a big boy. I drive you here every day.
Dad, they don't pay attention to me, and there are too many other kids.
Don't be in the dark about child care. Put yourself in your child's place. Get to know your child's caregiver, because together you can probably solve your child's concerns. Visit don'tbeinthedark.org, brought to you by the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services.
No one likes to walk away feeling they've just paid too much for their car. Now, for a limited time, BMW is offering 0.9% APR financing on select certified pre-owned BMW vehicles. That's 0.9% for the finest German engineering, performance, and handling on a vehicle that's a similar price to other lesser new cars. That's 0.9% APR for a vehicle that's as well maintained as any on the road. And 0.9% for a protection plan backed by BMW for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. Need we say more? Visit your authorized BMW center for details on these extraordinary offers. And remember, only an authorized BMW center has access to these special rates. Certified pre-owned by BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Would you like to make more definite progress in your walk with God?
Bibles for America is offering a free study Bible and a set of free Christian books that can really help. The New Testament Recovery Version is one of the most comprehensive study Bibles available today. It's an accurate translation, and it contains thousands of footnotes that will help you to know God and to know the meaning of life. The free books are a three-volume set called Basic Elements of the Christian Life. Chapter by chapter, Basic Elements of the Christian Life clearly presents God's plan of salvation, growing in Christ, and how to build up the church. To order your free New Testament Recovery Version and Basic Elements of the Christian Life, call Bibles for America toll-free at 800-919-6402. That's 800-919-6402. Or visit us online at bfa.org.
Well, it's Monday. You know what that means. It's time for Heritage Highlights on Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville, and this is Fran Lamb.
The city of Galveston has a long and colorful history starting in the 16th century with Indian tribes habitating the island. Other famous visitors included Jean Lafitte and Cabez de Vaca. Galveston really took off in the 1800s and claimed Texas's first electricity, phone system, bank, and newspaper. This newspaper, as a matter of fact, is still on the island, known as the Galveston Daily News. Galveston grew in the 1850s and soon became the Wall Street of the South. The port grew and prospered. Galveston was the largest and wealthiest city in the South. Tourism started and quickly intensified. In the late 1800s, after the end of the Civil War, the wealthy flocked there and thousands visited Galveston beaches. Many of the most beautiful mansions on the island were built during this time. To protect the island's population from storms and high tides, the city started working on a number of jetties, that is, low, long walls built out into the water to protect the harbor. Now, you may be wondering, what does all this have to do with Brazos County? According to an article from the Weekly Brian Eagle, printed in 1895, Dunlap's Quarry, located 3 miles from Milliken in southern Brazos County, was involved in the work on the Galveston jetties. Reports show that there were as many as 200 laborers employed at the Milliken Quarry at the time. In October of 1896, approximately 20 railroad cars a day, loaded with sandstone, made their way to Galveston. The next stage of Galveston history occurred in the landing of the 1900 Great Storm. This powerful storm completely submerged Galveston and killed over 6,000 people. It stands as one of America's worst national disasters. The city was left reeling and panicked. Soon, though, the people who stayed wanted to prevent such a natural disaster from devastating the island again, so the city began building a seawall 7 miles long and 17 feet high. Little has been written about the hauling of rock to Galveston from Milliken following the hurricane. Some say it's because the easy-to-get rock was already mined and depleted. Maybe the rock from the quarry mined in later years wasn't as good as the earlier sandstone. However, one article appeared in December of 1901 in the Brazos Pilot, reporting that Mr. George Dunlap of Dunlap's Quarry in Milliken had been in contact with Galveston officials and had signed a contract to deliver 125,000 tons of rock for the rebuilding of the forts or protective walls around Galveston. That would amount to about 6,000 carloads of stone. We also know that some of the stone was used in the construction of roads in Brazos County. Today it is possible that our travels take us down roads with an interesting history of sandstone from Dunlap's Quarry that never made its way to the Texas coast. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights brought to you by the Brazos Heritage Society. Research is credited to Colonel John Vilas of Milliken. To learn more about the Brazos Heritage Society, visit our new and updated website at www.brazosheritage.com.
Well, thank you, Fran Lamb. And next Monday, of course, another edition of Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 42 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 55. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. This final look at news will be followed by your Brazos Valley weather forecast. Friday's all-day meeting of the College Station City Council did include naming an interim city manager. Taking over as interim when Glenn Brown retires at the end of January is Assistant City Manager David Neely. Neely, who has been with College Station since 2001, currently supervises capital projects, parks and recreation, water services, and public works. Council also voted 6-1 on a staff request to hire an architect to design new office space. City Manager Glenn Brown says there's $4 million from a bond issue 8 years ago reserved to pay for the project.
What staff is proposing to council today is really adjacent to our municipal court building on Krennic Tap Road to build a new, probably anywhere from 1 to 3-story building to have to first council chambers, new public communications facility, for Jay Sokol's, he and his staff, and then some administrative offices on the second floor and possibly with an empty shell for future expansion on the third floor.
Brown says other departments now at City Hall would remain and take over space left behind if and when council chambers and city communications both move. Today is the first day of increased penalties when College Station police respond to false alarms. Officer Rhonda Seaton also reminds you to register your alarm system to avoid additional fines.
If you've ever been in a neighborhood and had your neighbor's alarm going off all night long, you can recognize the need for being able to get a hold of somebody who knows how to get into your house and turn it off. I know many times I had responded to false alarms and the neighbors were about ready to take their neighbor's house apart because they'd been hearing that alarm go off continually all night long and not able to get into the house to turn it off, and it's disturbing the whole neighborhood.
Seaton says 99% of the time alarm calls in College Station are false alarms. As of today, College Station starts charging on the fourth false alarm within a 12-month period. Former Bryan man was found guilty of soliciting online sex with someone he thought was an underage girl but has avoided prison. The Brazos County jury that convicted 37-year-old Christopher Kazmierski of Tyler sentenced him to 10 years probation. Kazmierski was arrested in May 2008 after going online to set up the contact with a Bryan police officer who was impersonating a 13-year-old girl. Anti-toll groups say they have an idea on how to fund highway construction and repair without raising the gas tax and without building toll roads.
TxDOT says it will completely run out of money to build new roads by next year, and several officials are pushing toll roads as the only solution. But Terry Hall of Texas Turf says the sales tax we pay when we buy cars should be redesignated.
Just about every Texan I talk to says that should be going to roads, and it's not. It's going to fund general government.
She says that would be $2 to $3 billion per year, far more than what could be raised even by doubling the state gasoline tax. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
The Houston hospital treating Congresswoman Gabrielle Gifford says her condition is improving daily, although doctors are giving no updates on the buildup of brain fluid that has kept the Arizona Congresswoman in intensive care. Hospital says Giffords will continue to receive therapy in ICU until her doctors release her to a nearby center where she will begin a full rehabilitation program. Fluid buildup is a common problem associated with head injuries like the one Giffords received when she was shot January 8th. The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum marked a major milestone on Friday, welcoming its 2 millionth visitor. The honor went to Gerald Hill of Duncanville, who was greeted at the door by former First Lady Barbara Bush.
I used to go here.
Did you?
Uh-huh, 55.
Just the other day?
No. Well, seems that way in 1955.
Yeah. I was a class of 47, so
oh.
You're a baby.
Hill and his wife, Bobby, had no idea they would make history. It was their first visit to the library since a major remodeling effort in 2007, but Hill says it's a stop he still enjoys making.
Oh, I think this is just a history, of all the important things that went on when he was president. And just to, the artifacts and the things that you'd see during that time, just amazing, priceless.
For being the Bush Library's 2 millionth visitors, Hill and his wife received prize baskets from the library and Texas A&M, an autographed commemorative from President and Mrs. Bush, and a guided tour. WTAW News Time is 8:36, 42 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
AAMCO. Visit Aggie-owned and operated AMCO on Brentwood Drive across from Gold's Gym. If there is any question about your transmission or any other problems with your vehicle, let the guys with 75 years combined experience at AMCO check it out. AMCO now offers complete car care like air conditioning, brakes, tune-ups, and diagnostic checks. See AMCO on Brentwood or call 695-AMCO. AMCO Transmissions. AAMCO. 695-2262.
Having a swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for the whole family. And adding a swimming pool to your backyard is an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 26 years experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool that's within your budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Call the Pool Guy today at 575-6200.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center. It's the College Station Sleep Center.
Lots of cloudiness across the area through the rest of the day. There's the potential for some showers. Temperatures are going to be somewhere in the low to mid-50s this afternoon. We'll have clouds tonight, and these showers will end. Lows overnight in the lower 40s. Clouds give way to partial clearing tomorrow. High temperatures in the low to mid-50s. It's clear tomorrow night. Lows will drop down into the lower 30s. During the day on Wednesday, we're partly to mostly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Here you go. It's 8:37. Jack LaLanne has died.
That's right.
At the age of 96.
96. His agent said that he exercised right up until the end.
Yeah.
A very out-of-breath Grim Reaper was seen nearby.
Yeah.
He had left,
that's right.
Who was that?
Finally got him.
That's right. Exactly. Anyway, I went back to look. I mean, what is your, of course, Chase, once again, you're too young, but Tom, what is your last, your first remembrance of Jack LaLanne?
Well, I was it Saturday mornings or Sunday mornings? I mean, he had the exercise show.
It was
every morning. Every morning, was it? Okay.
On KTRK, Channel 13 out of Houston, we could see Jack LaLanne. And what's so great about Jack LaLanne is, I mean, he changed with the times. I mean, as he finished up, it was like a juicer, right? When he did like a juicer.
Yeah, that's the last time I saw him on a commercial.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I mean,
I have just completed juice for my family.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's a personal testimony. I thought that was the Jack LaLanne thing.
Let's see what we got here. Oh, I got some Jack LaLanne for you.
Okay.
I got the glamour stretcher.
Glamour stretcher, more effective, student. I have this.
Oh, see, this does not load.
Jack LaLanne, glamour stretcher time, and long play, high fidelity, unbreakable record.
He's holding up a long play, unbreakable record.
An LP, as they call it.
Well, students here, I have a...
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so we bought a glamour stretcher.
Ah.
Yeah, my mom bought a glamour stretcher.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a 5-foot-long rubber band with handles. Okay, that's all it was. But the thing is...
You know, I bought a survival knife that I saw advertised on TV one time, too. And I thought, you know, wow, this thing's really cheap.
Yeah, this is
But it had a saw blade in it. It could cut a tree in half.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I wish this thing would load, and it sucks, and that makes me angry. But, you know, there's not much we can do about that. But because he would play... He had a guy there live in the studio who'd play organ music while he was doing
right.
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great.
That's right. Maybe we need to do that on Tuesdays.
Yeah. No, no, no. We've been there. No. Okay. Let's see. Jack LaLanne. Anyway, here we go. There's the Jack LaLanne face workout.
Hey, I want to show you something. Have you ever studied anatomy chart and you've seen the muscles in the face?
Uh-huh.
You know why so many of you students look older than your years?
Why?
And why your jowls are
Tell
hanging?
Tell us, Jack.
Your chin is hanging. Your neck's all kind of
why.
Craggy looking, you know,
craggy.
And your eyes, you get all kinds of wrinkles around your eyes.
Yeah.
What's it? Because the muscles are out of shape, and you can firm up your stomach by exercise, you can firm up the muscles in the face. Look at here.
And he'd show muscles. And then he would do,
How does that not degenerate into like a Sid Caesar routine?
Well, it probably did, yeah. And then he also did fingertip push-ups. I mean, it he was great.
He was.
Just outstanding. Anyway, he's shyster. All right, so the happiest.
Wow.
It's our final testament to Jack LaLanne.
Excuse me. No. It was a giant rubber band with handles.
Scott got burned. He'll never forgive Jack for that.
What's that been, 40 years?
Oh no. 50? Probably 50 years.
And you still haven't forgiven that man. Come on.
Yeah, give him a break.
Yeah. He's dead now.
Yeah,
let go.
He's dead.
It's over, Scott. You win.
You win.
What
he
was
died.
The thing is, he would always do something on his birthday, like he would swim from Alcatraz. Towing a boat full of drunken sailors.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Come on,
and I'd always
Jack. Pass the Jack. Okay.
And I'd always announce his birthday. Remind me not to do that again, okay?
Okay, we won't.
Yeah.
Jack LaLanne is not 97.
That's right.
We can start going the other way, you know.
So the happiest countries in the world. Happiest countries in the world. With all the talk about U.S. America and its nasty tone in our dialogue, a London think tank has actually put together a list of the world's happiest countries. Number 10 would be U.S. America. Number 9 would be the Netherlands. Number 8 is Switzerland. Number 7 is Canada. 6 is Sweden. Number 5 is New Zealand. Number 4 is Australia. At this point, Great Britain is really getting disgusted because they did the study and they didn't finish anywhere near where they thought they would.
Well, but you know, anytime you have something like that, the people who conduct it always hate on their own people the most.
So it was Finland, Denmark, and Norway ended up being your
But those
your
people have like 19-hour work weeks and cradle-to-grave
exactly,
government
right.
benefits
and
all this other kind of stuff.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, y'all was talking about Jack LaLanne, swimming from Alcatraz, towing that boat. You know, he did that when he did that handcuffed and shackled when he was 60 years old.
Oh,
really?
My.
Wow. Man,
yeah.
What are we doing? Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you boys done with your life?
Hey, whiz. So, I mean, it's.
Well, I'd do something more, you know.
What? Go ahead.
Well, then swim to Alcatraz hand shackled, you know.
Oh.
You know, but
you do more you
such as
well. I mean, not more daring, but maybe more productive. You know, I mean, you know, you could die doing that. You know,
you're curing cancer. Is that what it is?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
got the lab rat's heart at work there, pal.
All right. Anyway, okay. Most people talk about so. What makes you happy? What makes you happy? And that's they kind of did a little. You know, data mining here to come up with what this was all about. And obviously a lot of people say money or family or friends or being able to have enough money to buy what you need and then buy what you want beyond those necessities. But what they did, a couple of patterns surfaced. Most of the nations atop the list are democratic, business-friendly, and boast strong social safety nets. How happy are you? Depends on how happy you have, in fact, been. For instance, every Scandinavian country made the top 10. Everyone. And like you said, they have cradle-to-grave insurance. In Norway, they have the world's highest per capita gross domestic product at $53,000 a year for everybody. 75% of the Norwegian people say other people can be trusted.
Really?
94%.
And they're all blonde-haired and blue-eyed, and there aren't any ugly women.
No. That's right. They're happy with their beautiful environment. A very high 93% believe hard work will help them get ahead in life. Plus, they've got oil and gas reserves just in case.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you are. All right. And for those people from Norway who had to leave, they all went to International Falls, Minnesota, where the temperature hit zero last night.
Uh-oh, what happened?
That's a warming trend.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday was 22 below. Friday was 46 below. They just live differently up there,
Did y'all see the video of the throwing the boiling water in the air?
No,
did y'all
see that? No.
Yeah, I guess it was in Minnesota or North Dakota or someplace like that. They had a pan of boiling water outside, and they threw the boiling water up in the air, and it turned to dust, to snow dust, the minute it came out of the pan up in the air. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you want to? I guess.
Yeah. Turned to snow dust or like ice crystals?
Ice crystals. It looked like dust, you know. I guess it was ice crystals.
I guess if you got to be there.
Yeah.
Then
might as well entertain yourself
right,
somehow.
Right.
man.
You'd think the birth rate in International Falls would be extremely high.
I would too, yeah.
Yeah. In September, anyway.
Well, I mean, they do. They just have to. We were discussing this the other day, I think, because Ben's kids live in Colorado. And just if it's bitingly cold outside, of course, for us, that's 15. Mm-hmm. But
15, nothing. Try 40. It gets to be 40 around here. People, we're going to have school.
Oh, shut up. But I'm saying, you know, really, really, really painfully cold. You know, when.
Okay, fine. 35. I'm serious. People think the end has arrived.
We
I mean, it gets down to 35 with the wind blowing and perhaps some rain. I mean, come on now.
See, that's the reason he did this.
Actually, just kind of
had it queued up.
It kind of came to me while I was riffing there.
No,
it's only 22 seconds, and I love it. Case in point. Exhibit A.
Okay.
I'm leaving the office one morning last week, and I encounter someone, and they said, "Gosh, I'm just so tired of this cold weather." And I'm thinking, it's 45 degrees out here. Right
really?
Now.
Really?
You know, when it's 125 in the car in October,
yeah.
I'm really tired of that.
Yeah. And I always talk to, whenever I'm in the elevator, I always talk to the guys and gals who work for the delivery companies. I mean, can you imagine what it must be like in International Falls? Because you know what? UPS ships to International Falls, too. God. You got to get out of that truck.
Tom, you got something? Yeah. You got something. You're about to pop down there. I can hear you.
Well, the FedEx is probably texting UPS. You'll go before 9. You won't have to talk to Scott.
That's actually, you got to figure that's actually a pretty narrow window.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's true. So,
for Scott to share an elevator with UPS and FedEx and the other
really
guy.
It is.
And that one guy, that one guy sitting there going, God, every day.
Avoid between 9 and 9:02. Yeah.
Well, actually, sometimes I go other places, just not very much.
Yeah.
And, but, I mean, think about that.
So you're working hard, huh? Yeah. I got an inside job and no heavy lifting.
Slow elevator, huh? Yeah.
But
headlining the Eagle tomorrow, radio personality assaulted by delivery man.
That's right.
Yeah, because they carry around those things you can sign now. Those are heavy. Yeah. And, but, I mean, everything you touch is cold. You go into a building where it's nice and warm, and then, once again, you're going to have to go back out to where it's cold.
Well, now, I had a taste of that in high school because when I worked at the Piggly Wiggly, you know, when you would stock stuff, you had the produce coolers, which were, you know, kind of like your fridge, like a big fridge.
Big fridge.
And then you had your ice cream coolers, which is just your big freezer.
Right.
And when it's 100 degrees outside and you're wringing wet because you've been working, and then you have to go, it's time to stock the ice cream, and you go in there and I have come out and my shirt has almost been frozen.
Uh-huh.
And then you get out, and, that's not fun.
Change back and forth. Yeah, so, again, so we, what we have, and we're weather wusses. I don't think there's really much doubt about that. But on top of all that, if the house seems dustier than it used to be, it may not be a reflection of your housekeeping. The amount of dust in the Earth's atmosphere.
The Earth. Thanks, Rush.
Has doubled over the last century.
Oh.
Think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, according to a study by Global U.S.
warming.
American scientists, of course, it's climate change that's causing that to happen. Study of the cerebral cortex says that babies from 12 to 18 months recognize specific words.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt.
Yeah. And know what they mean.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like if you say poop now, you know, they do it right then.
Case in point.
Yeah.
We have this on video.
Okay.
Reagan would be 11 months old, so she was ahead of the class. Christmas time, before her first Christmas in January, and she's at my mom's house, and my mom has little frilly things sitting out, and we would tell her no, and she would stop, look at whatever it was we were talking about, and shake her head back and forth.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah.
Now, we beat her every day.
The Showcase Wedding Reception, Sunday, January 30th at the Hilton College Station. We invite you to be our guest at this fun-filled event. Come experience a Hilton wedding reception and see how we can help make your event memorable. You'll enjoy a cocktail reception and hors d'oeuvres, great giveaways, ballroom dance demonstrations, and the opportunity to schedule one-on-one appointments with our wedding specialist. We also have our guest accommodation rooms available for your viewing. For more information on the free Showcase Wedding Reception event, visit HiltonCS.com or KBTX.com.
Scott and White Health Plan, your partner in wellness. Learn more at SWHP.org.
The New Year sales kickoff is going on right now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on Honda's most popular models, the Accord, Civic, CR-V, Fit, and Insight. Or get 0.9% for up to 36 months on the Honda Pilot. Plus great lease deals like $199 per month on an 11 Accord sedan or $219 per month on an 11 CR-V. Allen Honda has a great selection to choose from. Come in and enjoy a great buying experience during the New Year sales kickoff going on right now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:51. Let's give we next three people who call. I got smelly mouse pads for you. 695-1620. 695-1620. Well, I mean,
I remember him.
We're
smelly mouse pads.
He opened one time for I think G. Raleigh White.
695-1620 for mouse pads. The next three people to call because I mean we are rapidly getting to the end of January. So, I mean, this basically will be 8% less effective in just a week. And so I want people to have them so they'll have the full usefulness.
Did you say it would be an 8% less effective?
It'd be 8%.
No, 8%. I bet you said no.
No. Hello?
Hello?
Would you like a mouse pad?
I sure would.
You know, it's handy dandy. It has our calendar, your calendar that we use here in U.S. America. It has our phone number and our websites, plus it says on it, WTAW News Talk 1620. That in itself probably makes it almost priceless.
Almost worth coming to
it
get.
Can double as a ginormous coaster. You can also open twist-off beer bottles with it.
That
sounds great.
Yeah, giant.
You can frisbee bottles, it if you want to.
Bottles of maraschino cherries that you can't open up.
You can use it as a hot pad.
Yeah, that's right.
You can, so
you can re-gift it if you'd like.
That's right. Yeah. So who are you?
My name is Hector Oregon.
All right, spell your last name for us, Hector.
That's Aregullin.
Great. What do you do, Hector?
I'm a plumber / student.
Oh, there you go. A plumber and student. So
yes,
what,
sir.
I mean, like, do you have an advertisement on the back of your shirt in case there's a fellow student that needs plumbing work done? Is that how that works?
I used to.
Oh.
Not much now. You know, if somebody wants good work, I just tell them, hey, call our company.
Oh, so, okay. Well, what's the company?
HMA Plumbing Company.
Oh, there you go. Uh-huh. That's easy enough. All right, Hector, you know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
All right, come by here. I have your mouse pad for you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Hi there. Who's this?
Oh, there you go.
Hello.
You're supposed to pick it up on speakerphone, not hang it up.
Okay. All right, I guess we've got all the mouse
pads. I guess we over-described the mouse pad to him. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you got to go get it. Never mind.
Get that. I don't need that. Okay.
By the way, you got to figure somebody in Hector's line of work has some stories.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Don't you know?
What, a student or a plumber?
Well, the combination of the two, he can keep you entertained for hours, I would think.
Is he studying to be a better plumber? Because,
So now it's Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the last Monday in January.
Oh, of course, yeah.
1957, two New Jersey engineers, Mark Chevanus and Al Fielding, were trying to make a plastic wallpaper with a paper backing for a trendy new textured wallpaper. It obviously never caught on. However, they realized that their invention could, in fact, be used to cushion things that were being packed, and thus bubble wrap was born.
And now they have, those packing pillows. Those things are huge.
They are, aren't they? Yeah, that were the little chambers of air.
Yeah, we got one the other day that was as large as a travel pillow.
Really?
Yeah. And I looked at Jamie. I said, "You could take this is a travel pillow."
Yeah. Put a case over it?
Sure, why
you're
not?
Good. Yeah, you're good to go.
Don't even take the case. Don't even put the case on. Just take it with you everywhere. Yeah. Conversation piece.
Can I ask what it was?
I can't remember what it was we
got.
Yeah, honestly, I can't.
Okay, that's big. There's no doubt.
It was Snuggie.
Yeah, there you go.
A UK businessman.
Jack LaLanne juicer.
Yeah.
We actually had to go and find our Snuggies the other day. We didn't know where we'd stored them.
Had they escaped?
No, we found them. They were in the top of the closet. Yeah.
It's always the last place you look.
Yep. Okay. Tom and Judy walking around. It's about that time the girls come up trying to sell you Girl Scout cookies, and the mom says, just move on.
Come to the door, you snuggie. All right, anyway. Have you spilled anything on the front? I don't know. A U.K. businessman says...
Because it's just so darn hard to read with a blanket.
Yeah. No, you got that light. Yeah, it came with it free, you know.
Yeah. Mounted on top of your head, look like a wiggle worm or something.
Yeah. Look like a miner coming out.
Yeah, a miner wearing a quilt.
And you bought one hoping the commercials it in, right?
Right.
If I buy one, maybe they'll sell.
No, that's just feeding the monster is all it is.
Yeah. All right, a U.K. businessman saved for 10 years to buy his dream car and was promptly banned after being caught speeding the first time he took it out. His name is Nicholas Brown, 42 years old, bought the classic Porsche, and this fulfilled his boyhood dream, always wanted to own one. But on the first drive in the car, clocked it doing 106.
Oh, my.
Mr. Brown, on his way back from the car dealership after saving up for 10 years to buy the car.
Man, that's like a sad country song.
That is, really is. They took my Porsche away. Ah, that is just, yeah, really. This guy, I mean, don't you think he's probably just at work and can't, I mean, having problems just dealing with life now?
I'm sure he's a ray of sunshine to be around.
You betcha.
Yes, sir. A new dress code for taxi drivers in New York City. The Big Apple's Taxi and Limousine Commission say they've updated the dress code that was written 20 years ago for a different time. The new rules require drivers to present a professional appearance. Means that they can't, you know, can't do tube tops or cutoffs or swimwear or anything like that.
What about those beaded seat protector things?
No, that's okay. That's okay. And they said turbans are considered professional attire. Well, of course they are.
Bibles for America is offering absolutely free a unique study Bible called the New Testament Recovery Version. The New Testament Recovery Version has over 9,000 footnotes that explain what the Bible says verse by verse, helping you to know God and to know the meaning of life. Order your free copy today from Bibles for America. Call us toll-free at 800-919-6402 or visit us online at bfa.org. This translation is highly accurate, and it comes with over 13,000 cross-references, plus charts and maps and an outline for every book of the Bible. This is truly a Bible you can understand. To get your free copy of the New Testament Recovery Version, call us toll-free, 800-919-6402. That's 800-919-6402. Or visit us online at bfa.org.
In Australia, the winner of a raunchy wet T-shirt contest had to give back the prize money. The Sydney Morning Herald says it turned out the winner was 16.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she'd whipped out a fake ID that showed she was 18, so she had to give back the $500 prize. And the 18-year-old friend that loaned her the fake ID had to pay a $200 fine on top of that. So, there you are. Controversy sparked calls now for wet T-shirt contest to be banned in Australia. Once again, you just can't have fun things. On this date in history,
I love this part.
Yeah, not much really happened. The first Apple Macintosh went on sale in 1984, and we first found out about this thing called the Department of Homeland Security because they officially began operations in 03. And in 06, Disney said, well, I guess we better buy Pixar. They're making us too much money.
There you go. Movies over the weekend, No Strings Attached was number one. The romantic comedy brought in more than $20 million. The Green Hornet dropped to number two. And The Dilemma was in third place. And The King's Speech wins Best Film at the Producers Guild of America Awards.
I saw that movie.
Yeah. It knocked off. Is that what you saw this weekend?
I did.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I did.
I did too.
I was waiting.